For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to...
This is Jay Marvin. Have you ever gone through the mortgage process during times of low rates only to have it jammed at you at the closing time with high costs and rates higher than promised? You know, a lot of mortgage companies make all kinds of claims to try to get you to call. They make all kinds of promises. Free trips, limited funds at rates too good to be true, no closing cost loans below market rates. Come on, you're smarter than that. And so are the professionals at EquityRelief.com. They're here to help you and your family secure the best rates and terms possible. Rates are back down to their lowest level in months. Take advantage of this window of opportunity and take action now. Refinancing your home has never been easier, be it debt consolidation, home improvements, refinancing, or to buy that next dream house. EquityRelief.com is here for you, not the bank. Play it safe and go with Denver's best-known mortgage company, EquityRelief.com. Call them at 303-839-LOAN.
Debt relief, it's stress relief, that's why there's EquityRelief.com.
Office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
760 KKCN Thornton Boulder. Boulder's Progressive Talk is giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. Visit am760.net for details.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. It looks like the top tier of the European Union has been able to get the attention of Iran with respect to nuclear activities. Foreign ministers of Great Britain, France, and Germany have convinced Iran to halt its program geared towards the development of energy. The Bush administration had called on the Union to do a little arm twisting with Iran to stop its program to avert what appeared to be an impending diplomatic crisis. White House believes that Iran's program was not geared towards energy but military force. Europeans offered the Iranians a meticulous proposal for consensus on the shape of Iran's nuclear program, at least by this August. The Pentagon says it was not credible, that is, but there are many this morning who believe Newsweek magazine has been vindicated of any purported wrongdoing in reporting about the desecration of the Holy Quran. The White House went through great lengths to pin the blame on Newsweek for a May 9th article disclosing the activity. The White House accused Newsweek of igniting a flurry of deadly protest action in the Muslim world. Now, weeks later, an FBI memorandum links the abuse to American jailers. It's another deadly day in Iraq. A suicide car bombing, a roadside bombing, a drive-by shooting, and a stabbing death occurred all within an hour's time at the Capitol this morning. Roadside bomb exploded just as a U.S. military convoy passed by in eastern Baghdad. It was a busy day in the U.S. Senate yesterday as members of the legislative body grappled with a number of issues. Stem cell research was among them. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid called for a swift up and down vote on legislation now before the Senate to expand federal support of embryonic stem cell research. Pennsylvania veteran Republican Senator Arlen Specter is pushing for passage. He has good reason. He's suffering from cancer.
Embryonic stem cells are not being destroyed to save lives. Embryonic stem cells will be destroyed whether they are used to save lives or not.
Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter, who is now receiving chemotherapy treatment for cancer, he believes stem cell research would help. In a coordinated broadside from London and Washington, Amnesty International accused the Bush administration on Wednesday of condoning atrocious human rights violations, thereby diminishing its morale authority and setting a global example encouraging abuse by other nations. In a string of accusations introduced in the organization's annual report in London, Irene Kahn, Amnesty's Secretary General, listed of the abuse of detainees at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, the detention of prisoners in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and the so-called rendition of prisoners to countries known to practice torture as evidence that the United States thumbs its nose at the rule of law and human rights. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're off to a good start around the Boulder area. Foothills Parkway and Pearl are filling in. The diagonal and Highway 93 moving along fine, and the Turnpike looks good in both directions at the moment. Now, southbound I-25, crowded around 84th Avenue, then a nice ride into downtown and through T-Rex, and watch for a car that hit a deer. That's southbound I-25 at Meadows Parkway. In Aurora, 225 is doing well north and southbound, and I-70 trouble-free in both directions. Now, the Click It or Ticket campaign is on, so you want to buckle up and expect more DUI patrols for the holiday weekend. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, highs near 65, right now 54 degrees. Going to Coors Field, take RTD's Rockies Ride. Rockies Ride Express bus service is a line drive to Coors Field from 14 area park and ride lots. For more information, call 303-299-6000 or visit them online at rtd-denver.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Monday, Al Franken talked to Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette about her bill on stem cell research.
The president will veto this bill.
It's not like the president, by issuing that executive order, is going to stop this research. He's just going to make it...
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision, a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century. Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry, featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is clinically proven to lower triglycerides and blood pressure. And now, new research reveals powerful benefits for stiff joints, wrinkled skin, and even poor concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We're Natural Start, and we want to rush you a free bottle of our premier omega-3 formula. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal Natural Start customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our advanced omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended and mercury-free. So call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
64-H-A-R-D-I-E. That's 1-866-442-7343 or jameshardy.com.
America's favorite lefty.
The Republicans are always real good at making these statements about how they care and about, boy, if you don't support the troops.
Jay Marvin.
And then when it comes to actually doing something about it, they don't do it.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for coming back to Colorado. I'm really glad to have you to listen to for my hour drive in the morning.
Hey, baby, are you listening?
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, 6:06, 6 minutes after 6, cloudy today and a high of 67, and it's cloudy here in Boulder this morning. Hope you're doing okay. Start off the day here, 6 o'clock club, those of us that are up early, 303-713-7600 tomorrow. Today is Thursday, John Turk, is it not? I believe today is Thursday. Tomorrow morning at this time, we'll be at the Republic of Boulder broadcasting there live, 11th and Canyon, and then on Monday, we'll be at the Boulderado Hotel, broadcasting live there. So, come by and see us at either location. But the thing about tomorrow is, somebody's going to win that Kimco scooter. And it won't be me, unfortunately. But it could be you, if you've registered. So come on by, and I know, I've been saying this the last couple of days. 6 to 10 in the morning. Jay, I have a life. I have a boss. I have to be somewhere. Why don't you call your boss up and say, look, you know, I got a doctor's appointment, and I won't be able to get in until probably noon. It's a very extensive doctor's appointment. And then you can show up at the Republic of Boulder and be part of the show. They got breakfast specials, and we have an open mic. So you can get on and talk about whatever you want to talk about, because that's what we do on Fridays, is basically open phones. So show up tomorrow morning and hang out with us. Or come by the Boulderado Hotel on Monday. We'll be there for the Boulder and Memorial Day. All right, I got something yesterday in email, and I kind of wanted to spend part of the 6 o'clock hour talking about this and reading it. Because it really says a lot. It says a lot about something that we've talked about over and over and over again. And we know it's out there. But this kind of confirms it. Now, how many times, and I know you've heard it, from the right wing, constantly, their mantra, the liberal media, the liberal media. Should I do it one more time? The liberal media. But they always do. And we know it isn't true. Good example, last night I was watching Hardball with Chris Matthews. And they were having a roundtable discussion about the filibuster. And the panelists were was a guy from the Washington Post. And the other two panelists was Tony Blakely from the Washington Times editorial page. Blakely, of course, used to be an assistant or an aide to Newt Gingrich. And a woman from the New York Post, which is the Rupert Murdoch paper. And so it was really two against one with this guy. And on top of that, Chris Matthews was mouthing Republican talking points. So it really made it three against one. And eventually I just said, hey, enough. I couldn't take it anymore, so I turned it off. I never even watched Lou Dobbs yesterday. Why? Ann Coulter was on. I just turned on some music and read the Progressive magazine instead. But this came out yesterday. Yesterday, in conjunction with a forum they hosted on media bias, Representative John Conyers, who of course is a Democrat from Michigan, and other House Judiciary Committee Democrats released a study by the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service examining the coverage of key news stories on 13 cable news programs on CNN, MSNBC, and the Fox News Channel in 3 days after each story broke. And the study shows that the events, such as the release of the Downing Street memo, a secret British intelligence memo suggesting the Bush administration manipulated intelligence to support its case for war in Iraq, and the revelation of Jeff Gannon's true identity, received little or no coverage. While events such as Scott Peterson's trial and the beginning of the Michael Jackson trial received substantial coverage. Now, what if you were listening yesterday, I was telling this to a guy like at the very end of the show about these things, about the fact that the coverage is so skewed. The Downing Street memo received no coverage on 13 cable shows in the 3 days after the British news media reported on it. The revelation that Jeff Gannon, a partisan operative, had attended a dozen of official White House press briefings using an assumed name also received no coverage in the three-day period after it occurred. On the other hand, the filing of formal charges against Michael Jackson received coverage by 10 of the 13 shows on the first day alone, with 4 shows leading with the story. And the Scott Peterson verdict received coverage on 5 shows the first day and 8 the second, with 5 shows leading with the story. See? It's a dumbing down of America. And it also shows that there is no liberal bias in the news media. Because the stories that are cited here are critical to the progressive point of view. And the Downing Street memo is a time bomb waiting to be fully detonated on the national stage. And so far, it gets sporadic coverage. And we never have gotten down to the bottom of how Jeff Gannon got into these White House press briefings so much. No one has ever disclosed that. With all of the clamoring that went on during the White House's bullying Newsweek, and all of the conservative commentators who said that Newsweek should reveal its source in the Pentagon, we still have 2 cases that are unanswered. One, who allowed Jeff Gannon all of this entry into the White House? We have no answer on that. None. And the other one is, can anybody tell me who outed Valerie Plame? As far as I know, Robert Novak is still doing Crossfire on CNN. He's still writing his columns. and nothing has happened to him. But who outed her? Who is responsible for that? And this kind of goes back to what we were talking about the other day, that it seems like no matter what happens with this administration, nobody's ever held accountable. They just seem to sneak out of it. Or it's dropped and forgotten. Now, it used to be in the old days of the media, when we had an investigative press, a newspaper would not give up on these stories. There would be extensive coverage of the Downing Street memo. And why shouldn't there be? I mean, this conclusively proves this Downing Street memo, if it's true, and I believe it is, that Bush lied. They lied about the war, that they manipulated the intelligence. And Jeff Gannon, how did Jeff Gannon get in to the White House press corps and ask these softball questions with his background? How did that happen? And I made a joke about this yesterday on the air. This is the first radio station I've worked at, and I don't know how long, where I've never discussed the Michael Jackson case on the air. Nor did I ever have to discuss the Scott Peterson trial. Because we basically don't do that kind of stuff here. But in the old days, the press would have been hot on these stories. Because it would have meant scandal inside the administration. Nowadays, the administration gets a pass. Nowadays, no one asks any more questions. And if columnists write columns talking about any of this stuff, it ends up being killed, like the Paul Krugman column that never ran here in Denver, or Boulder, or the Front Range. It was killed. The column never showed up talking about the Downing Street memo. It just doesn't see the light of day, or it shows up on 14A as a little news story. So I wanted to point that out to you this morning about this study that John Conyers has been a part of, and other House Judiciary Committee Democrats, that the news media coverage is unfair and it's not very in-depth. And maybe that's why a lot of our fellow citizens just don't have any idea what's going on. Other than Michael Jackson had a pet chimp that used to clean his house up. If you want to comment on what I've just said, 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Message is brought to you by Sam's Automotive Reconditioning Centers. They have two locations to serve you throughout northern Colorado in Inglewood.
Out through the 4th of June, Windish is having their annual Memorial Day of blowout sale. You can save an unbelievable 20% off MSRP on any new RV that Windish carries, including Airstream, Holiday Rambler, Country Coach, Laredo, and more. I've always wanted an Airstream. I'd like to live in an Airstream. So, you know what? If you're looking for a new RV, Windish is the place to go. And if you're shopping for a new fifth wheel, you need to check out the 30-foot Keystone Laredo fifth wheel bunkhouse. You know what? You can save $6,682 off this $34,310 MSRP price. And here are a few more examples of the huge savings. Buy a 30-foot Holiday Rambler Admiral Motorhome. Save an amazing $18,585 off the $74,340 MSRP price. Windish RV, incredible deals. If you want a new RV, now's the time. Don't miss the Memorial Day blowout sale at Windish RV going on now through June the 4th. Financing is available for more incredible...
No-spray application. Their advanced tree and shrub insect control. Better science, better results. In a blue bottle.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. Cloudy, a high today of 67. We do the show live tomorrow from the Republic of Boulder, 11th and Canyon, between 6 and 10. Come on by. I'm talking about the study that was released yesterday. It was a media forum hosted by Representative John Conyers and other House Judiciary Committee Democrats, which released a study by the Nonpartisan Congressional Research Service examining coverage of key stories on 13 cable news programs, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News Channel, and tracking the 3 days after the story broke and showing the uneven coverage that goes on in this whole myth that there's this liberal media out there operating to control America. 303-713-7600. The examples were the Downing Street memo received coverage on 13 cable shows in 3 days after the British news media reported on it. The revelation of Jeff Gannon, a partisan operative that had attended dozens of official White House press briefings using an assumed name, also received no coverage in the three-day period after it occurred. On the other hand, there was tons of coverage of Michael Jackson. The formal filing of charges against Michael Jackson received coverage by 10 of the 13 shows on the first day alone, with 4 shows leading with the story. And the Scott Peterson verdict received coverage on 5 shows the first day and 8 the second, with 5 shows leading the story. So it's a virtual blackout on the Downing Street memo, really. Not much coverage of it. And, you know, now you wonder why, and I was wondering why, the White House is able to get away with never having to answer the people in Congress who have signed this letter about the Downing Street memo. And if you haven't read the memo, you can read it on our website at am760.net. If it isn't for, you know, radio like ours, the Downing memo story would die. We're the only ones keeping it alive. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Dave, how are you?
Great. Hey, listen, thanks for being there. It's, thanks to you, people are starting to wake up, but I just wish they could broadcast you everywhere.
Well, I think broadcasting here is probably enough.
Yeah. There is no news media. You know, the more I've heard you talk about it and other people on Air America, you start watching and you realize that there is maybe on the BBC once in a while. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll hear some news, but there really are no news stations. It's you have to get a paper like The Nation or listen to your radio station to hear what's going on, and it's incredible.
Yeah, it's basically this administration basically is going to get away with what I believe is a total and complete lie, And the news media, which is supposed to be critical of whoever's in power, doesn't make any difference whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, is just going to give this administration a pass and that nothing is going to come of it.
I've been thinking it'd be great if Michael Moore got a collection of people like yourself and Randy Rhodes and Frank Rich from the New York Times and just educated the people of this country. I mean, he's one of the people that could bring it to the public's, you know, attention, as he did with his last movie. I'm wondering what he's doing about these type of things.
Yeah, I wonder. I'd definitely like to ask him. David, thank you, man. Great call.
Sure.
All right. 303-713-7600, commenting and having another one of our numerous discussions on the news media and this whole entire idea that the media is biased towards the left, where here's a study that shows that it's no such thing. What it's biased towards is being quiet about key issues and playing up the sensational. Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Tim.
Well, I unfortunately have to hand it to Republicans for what they've done to the media. I mean, they've made them so ineffective, and they're so cowardly, but yet polls still show that people think the media has too much freedom. And I find that amazing.
Yeah, I do too.
So they've done a tremendous job. I mean, this mantra's been going on for 20 or 30 years, and they have not relented. And it shows. As far as I'm concerned, the media is nothing short of treasonous for their lack of their responsibility to their job.
I'd like to just know who is responsible for the Jeff Gannon situation.
Isn't that amazing? Almost 200 visits to the White House, 12 press conferences. So what is he doing there the other 180 times?
Now, how'd he get in?
Yeah, but I don't think we'll ever know.
Who's responsible for outing Valerie Plame?
Absolutely. I think the only way we're going to bring Bush down is maybe if he has sex with somebody other than Laura.
And then I wonder if the media would even cover that.
Well, probably not. You know.
Maybe it's sensational enough that they would. Sex sells. You know, sex sells.
Oh, it does. It does. But who's going to have sex with Bush?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, 303-713-7600. This study shows that the media just does not pay attention. And what does it take? I guess it takes sex and scandal. So would that be the reason that Bill Clinton's situation got so much media attention? Because there was sex involved in it? As opposed to what's happening here? And, you're almost a captive in your own, allegedly, democratic and free society. In other words, you're a captive of the media. Where do you go? And I've complained about this numerous times. Where do you go to get news? The Internet. But you certainly can't depend on television for it, can you? And then I feel bad about being down on journalists. Because a free press and investigative journalism is just so vital. And then I feel bad about slamming them. I really do. But I don't want to see any more stories about Michael Jackson. I don't want to see any more stories about the runaway bride. I'm not saying that you can't do those stories. You know, there's a story that I wanted to talk about this morning, which I don't know if anybody would want to get into this, but did anybody see the story this morning in the paper? Because the story troubles me. And it's not an overtly political story, but it troubles me. About the girl who shot her father and helped him commit suicide, and the fact she's going to jail. Something about that bothers me. For some reason, I don't believe she should go to jail. And I'm going to discuss that coming up. So I'm not saying that you have to do, or that the news media has to do, you know, hardcore political stories 24/7. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is, when you have something like the Downing Street memo, which has great impact on foreign policy, and which shows possibly that intel used to put on this Iraqi war was cherry-picked and that there was pressure given, and that a decision was made to go to war before the American public was informed of it, way before, and that the dates don't add up, there's something wrong here. And it's perpetrating a lie on the American public, and there's no one there to bring the information to the public. There's no one there. You know, it isn't like the old days. This would have caused a scandal if something like this happened 25 years ago. But now, in the year 2005, this memo just, you know, languishes out there. It's on websites, including ours at am760.net. It's all over the place. The White House doesn't have to answer the congressmen, congressmen and women. I believe there's now 94 of them who have sent a letter to the White House demanding an answer, asking for an answer to the memo. The White House just declines to answer or give some song and dance from Scott McClellan, and that's the end of it, and nothing. Nothing is said. And we all go about our business. Meanwhile, we're losing people in Iraq. And the violence there is climbing. And why the hell do we go there? And this Downing Street memo sheds a lot of information about this administration cherry-picking intelligence. And yet it gets little or no coverage in the news media. All right, 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Southbound I-25 is crowded from Portland Parkway down to the Turnpike. We have a nice ride into downtown through T-Rex. Now, we do have a car that hit a deer. That's up on I-25 at Meadows Parkway. And in Aurora, 225 is doing well. I-70 trouble-free in both directions at the moment. And the Click It or Ticket campaign is on, so expect more DUI and seatbelt patrols. That's going to last throughout the holiday weekend. Now, around town, Broadway and Baseline filling in. We're busy on the diagonal on Highway 93. And the Turnpike looks good east and westbound through Bloomfield and Westminster. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today. Highs near 65, right now 55 degrees. Now at Albertsons, check the price and save money on the items you use most. Compare for yourself and save with lower prices on thousands of...
Hi, I'm one of the people that brings you MileHighMarket.com, and we spend some of our time trying to find cool things out there on the internet. One of the things I found recently, Darth Tater. Yeah, it's actually a Mr. Potato Head doll that looks just like Darth Vader. Kind of cool with the Star Wars movie coming out. Thought you might want to go pick one up. You can go to milehighmarket.com. They're pretty cheap, great present, or great thing to put on your desk. Go look now. Darth Tater at milehighmarket.com.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207.
No, I need...
Oh, you know the best part is? You can shop at the mall while you wait.
Can I say something?
Sure.
You had me at all Goodyear tires are on set.
Golf, go out there and spank Whitey. Or perhaps you're going to do some yard work or just hang around the house or whatever you got planned. How about if I said, let's go buy a car? And your immediate reaction would be, oh, no. Well, I don't blame you. Dealing with car dealers is a pain in the rear. But there's one car dealer where you won't have this problem. And it's Rocky's Autos, one of the biggest supporters of AM 760 and one of the nicest group of people you'll ever meet. At Rocky's Autos, they're only interested in one thing, matching you with a vehicle that you want to get and making it as easy as possible. You can pre-qualify for a car loan online at rockysautos.com. Then when you get out to Rocky's, you can look over the large selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs. Pick one out. Take it for a test drive. Meet all the nice people out there, like Spanky and the Alshear brothers. and Fred Lebrato and Steve Bickford and Colby in the Tower of Power and Rick the Guy. They're all out there. And you know what? At Rockies, they've got their matching down incentive going on. So if you put up $1,500, they'll match it all the way up to $1,500. So you got $3,000. And they cover you with Carfax and a car care protection plan from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos, stand up people, located at the corner of 63rd.
ProList can highlight your business as one of our loyal sponsors. For more information on how to join, go to am760.net and click on the blue list.
All this beautiful summertime weather has made AM760 a little stir-crazy. So we'll be out and about in Boulder all Memorial Day weekend. Stop by the Republic of Boulder this weekend from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. and pick up your limited edition AM760 and Republic of Boulder t-shirt while supplies last. Be seen wearing a shirt in the Republic of Boulder and receive special discounts on food and drinks. Then catch J. Marvin live at Hotel Boulderado on Monday, May 30th from 6 to 10 a.m. Come celebrate summer with AM760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Man, I'm out all over the place. It's 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. J. Marvin, good morning, and it's nice to have you along. Cloudy, a high near 67 today. All right, I saw this article in the paper, and I want to talk about it because it troubles me. And, okay, it is not overtly political in any way, shape, or form, and it's kind of a departure from what we usually do in the morning. But it's one of these stories I couldn't get away from. You know what? Mental health is really important to me because I've been involved with it almost all of my life, and I have fought depression ever since I can remember. And thanks to good therapy and good medication, I'm able to keep my head above water. And I came from a household that was really screwed up. And when I read this story that's in the Rocky Mountain News this morning about father trusted daughter to help him end his life, and the girl, 14, is sentenced to 2 years for the role in his death, there's just something about this. I want to say she doesn't deserve to get 2 years. Now, let me quote a little bit here from the article. In the last moments of life, Garrett Rich turned to the one person he knew wouldn't let him down, his 14-year-old daughter. As she sat watching arena football on television, he plopped down on the floor in front of her, pulled out a gun, and fired a bullet into his head. The 56-year-old Boulder County man didn't die right away, but he likely wasn't worried. Rich prosecutors said Wednesday, had planned for the contingency of spending months of grooming his young daughter to help him. In other words, he worked on his daughter. He prepared her for his suicide. Court documents show the father schooled his teen about his financial assets and about how to transfer them to herself upon his death. He had her write out two practice notes, a last will and testament, leaving all of his property to her. And he spoke about his concerns that one bullet wouldn't be enough to kill him. He didn't want to end up like Terry Schiavo in Florida, he told her, lingering in a vegetative state more than a decade before the state intervened. So on March 13th, as Rich lay bleeding at his daughter's feet, the teen didn't pick up her cell phone and didn't call for help. Instead, she walked around the room, then noticed Rich was still breathing. She clutched his hand, paced some more, returned to hold his hand again, and after about 15 minutes, she took the handgun and shot him in the chest. The new round did not kill Rich immediately either, but eventually the two shots proved fatal. On Wednesday morning, in an emotional ending of a legal part of the story, Rich's only daughter learned she will serve 2 years in the Division of Youth Corrections for manslaughter, plus 5 years of probation for first-degree assault. The sentences will be served concurrently. And the Rocky Mountain News is withholding the teenager's name because she was prosecuted as a juvenile. Trying her as an adult would have been a travesty, according to the prosecutor. Do you think this girl deserves any jail time at all? Or am I, like, really out here this morning? Now, they reached a plea agreement was hammered out after investigators corroborated the girl's account of her role in the botched suicide. We feel the girl has been subjected to a very traumatic situation of her father's making, said the prosecutor. Prosecutor told the judge that Rich began discussing his desire to commit suicide sometime after September, saying his daughter would be better off personally and financially if he were to die. Rich also instructed her that if he didn't successfully kill himself, that he wanted her to finish him off. So she was doing, she's 14 years old, she was doing what her father was asking her to do. She was obeying her parents and her father. So do you send her to jail for this? Should she be in jail? Now, she's definitely going to get mental health care, and she needs that. But I just, there's something about this. I just couldn't sentence this girl to jail. Maybe to some kind of you know, I couldn't even try her. And maybe this brings up the whole topic of assisted suicide. I don't know. Maybe I'm not thinking straight this morning. But these two were very, very close. And he wanted to commit suicide. So he shot himself. It didn't work. And she finished the job. So do you try her? 303-713-7600. Should she do time in jail? Let's go to Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Tom.
I'm a dad of two teenage daughters, and when I was sitting there reading that article over my coffee this morning, I about broke out in tears.
Yeah, really.
I can't think of a more tragic situation, and I definitely don't think she deserves to go to jail. I mean, that's, you know, what good does it do to put her into a corrections-type situation? I mean, sure, she'll get help, but she's already suffered enough. I don't know, you know, she'll be six, well, how, I don't know how old she'll be when she gets out. I guess 16 or something like that?
Yeah, 16 or 17.
I don't know, I didn't read the whole article. Is there anything in there about where her mom is?
Mother and father were estranged, I guess.
Well, God, I feel bad for this kid. I mean, I just feel so bad for her. And here's the case, you were talking about journalism. I think somebody from the journalistic community here needs to sort of take up this girl's cause. I mean, this is just, in my opinion at least, and again, I'm looking at it from the perspective of a guy with two daughters himself. We need to embrace this kid. Punishing her certainly isn't going to do any good.
I don't think so either. I mean, what would you do if you were 14 years old and, you know, you loved your father and your father said, don't let me, you know, sit here and languish like a vegetable and that you would be better off without me and I mean, what would you do?
I don't know.
What would you help? Would you help your father commit suicide? What would you do?
Well, of course. I mean, if dad's all you got, I mean, that, you know, he was probably her hero. As messed up as he was, God, I just feel so bad for this kid. I wish somebody had, you know, I don't know if the system failed her or not. I don't know if she had ever talked to him about this, but, you know, clearly dad was way out of bounds with his behavior, but the poor kid, I just don't see what good punishing will do. You know, you can't, she's already suffered. You can't punish her anymore. You know, in a corrections-type situation, needs to be in 2 years of intensive therapy, if you ask me.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Tom, thanks, man. Great call.
All right, see ya.
All right. 303-713-7600. Anybody out there disagree? Does anybody think she should go to jail? Does anybody think she should, have a legal record after this? They did set up a plea agreement after investigators corroborated the girl's account of her role in the botched suicide. I don't know. This kind of stuff really tugs at me. And maybe it does you too, or maybe it doesn't. 303-713-7600 AM.
Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Do you love your dog? Do you like to hike in the beautiful Colorado mountains? Of course you do. But sometimes hiking involves carrying tons of supplies and equipment up the side of the hill, including your supplies for your dog. Why not let your dog pick up some of the slack? You gotta check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack. It's a backpack for your dog. It's got expandable pouches and an adjustable harness to fit your pooch nice and comfortably. And right now you can score this doggy pack for just $39.99. Just head to milehighmarket.com and check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Thing to do. This is from CNP Hubcap and Wheel, where service comes first. Call 632-85.
You added up. And that means that in just a few years, he'll benefit from a different diet. A diet that's made specifically for senior dogs. And protein plays a critical role in the health of senior dogs. If you've got a dog who is 7 or older, he could really benefit from a diet that's created with to meet the unique protein needs of a senior dog. For senior dogs, a diet containing high-quality protein is important. That's why Purina ONE Senior Protection Formula is made with real chicken as the number one ingredient. And the level of protein in your dog's diet is also important. So if your dog is older and you've cut back on calories because your dog's less active, then that means you've also cut back on the amount of protein in his diet. Purina ONE Senior Protection Formula has an optimal protein level so your dog gets the protein he needs for strong muscles and a strong heart, even though you've cut back on his calories. Take the Purina ONE 30-Day Performance Challenge today. It's easy. All you have to do is call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for your free 4-pound bag of Purina ONE.
If you're a diabetic, Eye Care Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. Eye Care Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Thank you for calling.
calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
.com or ask your builder for James Hardy Siding. That's H-A-R-D-I-E.
It's time to step up your training. The inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Women's Only 8K running events are almost here. Join AM 760 along with 24-hour fitness on Sunday, June 12th. Registration begins at only $25 and $1 of...
...that she was only 14 and her father had conditioned her to go along with this. He had instructed her that if he didn't successfully kill himself, he wanted her to finish him off. I mean, because most of the case's details have been withheld by a gag order. Public revelations about what the girl went through brought tears to the eyes of several people in the courtroom. She loved her father with every inch of her being. He was a whole world to her. And she was only 14. So away she goes to the slammer. Let's go to Michael in Highlands Ranch. Michael, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good. All the stuff you're talking about on the media, I really think that you might be a little off base as to the way the media is going. The way I see it is, I think the last time the media really, really went after a sitting president and really did a lot of investigative work was probably Iran-Contra.
What about Bill Clinton?
I think he got.
You don't think the media went into overtime over that?
I think he went. I think he got a lot of passes.
Oh. Yeah, right.
You know, that that suicide was never really fully explained. And
sure
never really,
it was.
No.
Oh, of course it was.
You know, and I think the final chapter on his presidency hasn't been written yet with all the money that he got from China as well.
Oh, you know what? That is so. That has been investigated over and over, and this government and the news media went on and on and on about Whitewater and about his infidelity with Monica Lewinsky.
All
and
that's window all, dressing.
And that was all. Whitewater was not window dressing, and that it was all in the newspapers every single day. You explain to me why it is that the Downing Street memo can't get any coverage in this country.
Well, I think you bring up the Lewinsky thing, and that's going to completely illustrate my point, is I think that the problem with the media in general nowadays is the fact that there's so much competition. Back like in the 70s and 60s, you had the big three networks and you had newspapers, and that was basically the only news reporting agencies out there. And now there's so many different choices for, you know, the average American to choose from of where they get their news, that I think the news agencies have, and I think all of this, both conservative and the liberal side, have veered away from true investigative reporting to taking, okay, well, what's going to get us the ratings, or what's going to get us the
circulation? It's always been that way. I've been in this business now more than ever. You know what? I've been in this business for 31 years, and it's always been about ratings. But there was also at one time this feeling that the media had a public service to provide, particularly in the news departments. Now it's turned completely.
They have a service to provide to their stockholders.
Well, of course. But there's also this whole idea that the media is liberal and that, but it's not the case. And I gave you the examples of the news coverage there about media bias, and you can't dispute those. Can you dispute those facts?
Not for the cable ones, but for the big three, for the big three networks, they're definitely still slanted liberal.
Oh, but, you're
but
right.
But for the cable ones.
Yeah, sure, sure they're slanted liberal. Give me an example of what you could we would consider slanted liberal.
Slanted liberal?
Yeah.
The big three still attack the administration.
That's not being slanted liberal. The administration, what are you saying? They shouldn't cover the administration? They shouldn't say anything about the administration when the administration does something wrong?
No, I just think it's the case now that with a lot of the news media switching to a more conservative viewpoint, that now that the liberal side is coming out to attack that. And I still think
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It's ridiculous because you can't back it up, Michael, because you can't give me an example of it. Give me a concrete example of liberalism with one of the big three networks in the news.
Honestly, lately, I can't give you one.
Well, yeah, because there aren't any.
Not lately.
There aren't any. Jeff Gannon finds his way in to the White House, and it barely gets reported. Why is that?
I don't have an answer for that.
If that were the Clinton administration, it would be all over the place. If that were the Clinton administration, it would be everywhere. Gannon was a gay male prostitute, but that didn't make enough news for you? How about the outing of Valerie Plame?
I don't even know that story, Jay.
Well, then you should look into it then.
I probably will.
Yeah, that shows you about the liberal media bias. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the call. All right. Let's go to Claire in Boulder. Claire, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi. You were talking about the young girl who was, I guess, convicted of manslaughter now. And I have been very upset about it as I've read about it over the past, I guess it's been a couple months now. There's been a lot of, social, when they were down and living in Florida in their car, they were talking to various realtors and social workers, and people were like, well, they said it was just okay. She was taking care of her dad, and I just can't believe there were so many adults in this child's life, including, I have to wonder why her mother let her go with him, who just kind of like, oh, okay, that's fine, we'll let the 14-year-old take care of the crazy old man. And I do think this child was completely victimized, and some adults have some accounting to do for it.
Yeah, there are a lot of unanswered questions about this, but the idea that she should be punished, that she's got this, gets sentenced for 2 years for the role in his death. Why should she get any time at all for anything?
Yeah, and I'm wondering, how much help is she going to get? That child needs help, and some therapy, and, her life is damaged. And I hope during those 2 years that she gets some help to repair that, because she's got a long life ahead of her with some pretty awful experiences behind her.
Yeah, they say she's going to get some therapy, and I certainly hope that she does. I just don't understand any kind of a sentence hanging over her head. I just don't get it.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, Claire, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Carrie in Littleton. Carrie, hi, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi. Am I talking to you?
You're talking to me.
Okay, first of all, it's a given that Ken Starr was a voyeur. We know that, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, how come the traitor Robert Novak is still on television and nobody does anything about it? He outed a secret person who put other lives in danger.
That's a federal crime.
That's a federal crime. He did it. Of course, we have the traitor Oliver North, but he's on television.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand this thinking. And they talk about liberals. Come on. But anyway, getting back to that little girl, instead she should have been praised for what she did, her bravery. That poor little thing. Do you realize what she had to do and what she saw after she did it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, adults, you know, who would have to go to an insane asylum. And this poor little girl is going to go into some kind of a facility with, oh, my dear. But that's the way this country thinks, because I want to get back to, there was an article about 2 or 3 weeks ago about the young women in Sri Lanka that go to Saudi Arabia to be maids. Did
mm-hmm.
you read that?
Yeah, I saw that.
How they're beaten, killed. Right. Sri Lanka can't go there and investigate their deaths. But we have our president holding the prince's hand and kissing him. Now, what about those poor young girls trying to get a better life that are so badly treated there? What is wrong with these Saudi Arabians? And doesn't our president have any sympathy for them?
I don't know. It's hard to tell what he has sympathy for, except maybe his rich campaign donors. Thank you. Appreciate the call, Carrie.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. 303-713-7600. Because I want to continue to talk about this girl and whether you think she should receive any incarceration at all. I really do. The story's really bothering me. And yeah, it's not the most overt political story out there, but it really kind of bugs me. So we'll continue. I'll see if I can get some of you to get
9-5440, 800-419-5440, or yoursimreg.com.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. A published report this morning points to the involvement of the Central Intelligence Agency in the prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq. The court-martial of a member of the Navy SEALs who was accused of abusing an Iraqi, later dying in CIA custody, has revealed evidence of the agency's involvement. Role of the agency is not directly at issue in the trial, but testimony from the trial has concluded that operatives of the CIA and those of other American intelligence had a hand in the harsh treatment of Iraqi detainees. The agency has long denied a role in the treatment of such prisoners, but testimony from the trial suggests that alleged activity occurred at the time when pressure was on American intelligence to determine the leadership of the insurgency in Iraq. Wall Street Journal reports this morning that the delivery company FedEx has opened the international portion of its databases, including credit card details, to government officials. The company has provided its own radiation detectors at overseas facilities to detect dirty bombs and even donated an airplane to federal researchers looking for defense against shoulder-fired missiles. While FedEx has been praised by the feds for doing its part to combat terrorist activity on the home front, their competitors, UPS, and even the federal government's own postal system, considers the FedEx policy an invasion of privacy. The other operations say they would prefer a court order first before coughing up personal information about a customer. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Russ Feingold is not pleased with a series of events in Washington, D.C. that led to a compromise on filibusters and the confirmation of a highly conservative judge to the federal bench. Feingold was guest on Air America's Morning Sedition.
Frankly, I resent it. It's outrageous, and these are ill-gotten gains by the radical right in this country by putting these judges on there. So I think we have to call it that way, and I think it's important that we the risk here is because it's a compromise in people's eyes, and people talk of being in the center. It tends to get away from the real point, which is that it's the radical right that was pushing all this, and they are extreme, and they're willing to abuse their power and destroy the independence of our federal judiciary. So that's really what's going on here.
Wisconsin Democratic Senator Russ Feingold as he appeared on Air America this morning. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid called Wednesday for a swift vote in the Senate on legislation to expand federal support of embryonic stem cell research, and he criticized President Bush for opposing the measure. Several Senate Republicans later took up the call as Bush renewed his veto threat. In a new rhetorical exchange a day after the House passed the bill, Reid said it was wrong politically, morally, and scientifically for Bush to oppose the loosening of restrictions. Within hours, Bush declared there must be a balance between science and ethics, and I have made my decision. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Wayne Gilman.
When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button, and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the highways are busy this morning. Southbound I-25 seeing the usual slowing from 104 down to the Turnpike, then from 58 to Spear. Southbound 225 now bunching up from 6th Avenue to Mississippi and again around Parker Road. Now, I-70 is busy in both directions and Boulder Streets. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are stacking up. Highway 93 looks good on your way over to Golden, and the Turnpike slows eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Now looking at the forecast, partly cloudy today. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 57 degrees. Hurry to any KB Home community today and register to win a $75,000 down payment in the Post News Great American Dream Home Sweepstakes. For more information, visit kbhome.com. That's kbhome.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's open mic season, so we're letting Jay Marvin out of the studio, and we want you to be a part of his show. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin, Friday, May 27th, live from the Republic of Boulder Restaurant.
Hi. My name's Cameron, and I'm one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. I'm really excited about the new Harry Potter book that's due to hit shelves on July 16th, but I'm not excited to stand in line to purchase it. That's why I went to MileHighMarket.com to pre-order my copy. Now I don't have to fight the crowds, and I saved 40%, and you can too! So just head on over to MileHighMarket.com to get your copy of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Christie Sports would like to invite you to save up to 50% off all their designer cast patio furniture. Now through Memorial Day, save 50% off their palm set that seats six people in comfort and elegance. Cast furniture with features and durability that will last a lifetime from several manufacturers with exciting designs to meet every taste. Or quality iron sets as low as $399. And with 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-9505 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system, eliminate bumps and redness, and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-9505, and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-9505 for your free trial. 1-800-770-9505.
Set participating FedEx Kinko's locations. Offer good through May 31st, 2005. No cash value. Void where prohibited. Not valid online or in combination with other offers or discounts.
We squandered lives, broken treaties, destroyed the United States. We've accomplished persistent poverty, poverty, poverty.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
What you see now is we've got a man in the White House who has opened the door to his rich friends and just wants to loot the Treasury.
This is politics at its finest.
This is where the rubber meets the road.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Cloudy here in Boulder this morning and a high of 67. 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin here. We're talking about something that we usually don't get into these kind of topics, but I was bothered by this morning about the young girl, 14 years old, who helped her father commit suicide. The end result is that she is going to serve 2 years in the Division of Youth Corrections for manslaughter plus 5 years for probation for first-degree assault. The sentences will be served concurrently, and I don't think she should serve any time. She was doing what her father asked her to do. And I don't know, how much right or wrong do you have, and how much understanding of the whole issue of suicide do you have at 14? I run around, I've run into people who at the age of 50, 60, 40, and 30 have no understanding of it. And I just wonder if I'm the only one who read this and just felt really sad this morning. Let's go to Emmy on a cell phone. Emmy, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Ernie, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, Ernie, hi, you're on.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm a conservative voter for Bush, and I got to agree with you about this young girl. I don't feel like she should have got any time. She probably needs help, and that's what they ought to be concentrating on. For a person to sentence her the way they did, they must just be a total idiot. That's the only way I can look at it.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. Now, they say she's going to get help, but I don't understand why she would have to spend any time in a youth correctional facility.
Well, I can't either, because I'm going to tell you what. I'm also an ex-felon who had my rights restored, and I'm a pretty law-abiding person nowadays, and I know what it's like on the other side over there, and she's not going to get the help. She's going to be treated pretty harshly, and I don't know. I know what it's like on the other side, so somebody's going to be looking to make her belong to them. You know what I'm talking about.
All right, Ernie, I appreciate the call, man.
All right, well, hey, tell that gal that... You got to look into Sandy Berger, too.
Yeah, you got it. See you later. Who ought to look into Sandy Berger? He was looked into. That's all right. We'll look into Sandy Berger, but also we'll look into Tom DeLay and Grover Norquist. Let's go to Tom in Broomfield. Tom, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi there.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, I was just going to... Going to say they're charging her as an adult because she did an adult crime. That's the reasoning of the prosecutors. But I wonder why they don't charge adults as juveniles when they do juvenile crimes.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting thought.
It just kind of shows you the condition of our judicial system when they treat this is a mental condition. You don't kill your father because you're normal in any way. I mean, you know. I feel sorry for her and everything, but they don't recognize it as a mental disease. They look at it as a crime, and it's something pretty hard to understand.
I mean, he spent months grooming her to do this, and she was close to him. What, at 14, you're supposed to have the thought processes of an adult?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm miffed by this. Just really miffed.
Yeah, well, it's easier to go to jail than it is to get any kind of mental health help, you know?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, you're right. Tom, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, 303-713-7600. We go to Bill in Monument. Bill, good morning. You're on AM 760.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Unfortunately, you got me on an earlier topic, which is the liberal media thing.
Oh, that's all right. You can talk about that if you want to.
Yeah. What's really concerning me about what's going on here, first of all, what's known as the liberal media or any bias in media, it's simply, you know, an editorial slant, something that somebody chooses to do in terms of presenting the news to us that, you know, forces you or kind of chides you into thinking one particular way. I heard, or I read, actually, that Bill Moyers, for instance, is leaving PBS.
Right.
I saw him on his last show, and he presented his last show like he was just retiring. But now I've been hearing that it's a whole different story, that the neocons have now gotten themselves into public broadcasting, and they're starting to exert their influence.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole save PBS, a whole save PBS movement. And we plan to have somebody on who's championing that movement here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, that's an excellent topic because whatever you were talking about this morning when I woke up and I heard you talking about, you know, Valerie Plame, I wondered about that as well. Guckert, you know, what tends to happen with this administration, I think, is they see the truth And granted, I mean, you personally are slanted. I mean, but you know what your slant is. You come right out and say, look, this is who I am. This is what I do. Yes, you're going to hear me say a certain, you know, litany of things that I say a lot. That's my point of view. But what's going on with the radical right is they don't want anybody that presents any sort of truth that in their mind undermines their agenda. That's all they're after. You know, if you started to talk and present some more facts, and they could be facts, about good things the administration have done, they would like that. But as soon as you decide to start criticizing them truthfully about factual things, like Jeff Guckert, I mean, why isn't somebody just standing up and going bonkers over this?
Yeah, I mean, who let him in?
I mean, well, not only who let him in, well, that's the big thing. But, you know, I heard yesterday or a couple days ago on Frank, and he had a guy on that was talking about all the times Guckert got in when there wasn't any press conferences.
Well, yeah, sure. What was he doing there?
And he went in the evening and didn't check out till the morning.
Yeah, what was he doing there the whole time? If this were the Clinton White House, the media would be all over it.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's not. I think what's happening is a lot of the media now is cowering under the force of this administration. They're afraid. They're afraid if they say this fact that now they will be painted as liberal. Well, good example. A good example is Dan Rather and what happened in Newsweek. Newsweek did nothing wrong, and today's version of the New York Times vindicates them. Front
yep,
page.
Front
page. But that guy, Isikoff, said, the guy that wrote that article, he said all along, I ran this by the White House. I ran this by the administration before I printed it. They didn't say no. They didn't say no, so I went out and I printed it. You know, but now, it was like Newsweek took the bait. Now, what's the agenda there? Well, the agenda is to all the people that don't think through things, which is most, I think, of the radical right, they just take the bait and fall for the sound bites. It's don't trust a solid piece of journalism like Newsweek.
Right.
Don't trust New York Times. Don't trust those media arms that we perceive as threatening to our agenda.
Well, they're worse than that. They have their own. They've gone out and manufactured their own media operation, which reinforces the dream world in which they live in which democracy is on the flourish in Iraq. There's no problem with the economy. Social Security's in trouble. It's the same. You know, it's just this whole reinforcing mechanism that they've got. It centers around the Drudge Report and Fox News and the Washington Times, which is owned by a newspaper, which is owned by a guy who marries thousands of people in a stadium.
Sun Myung Moon, right?
Yes. You know, I mean, and Rupert Murdoch's operations and
well, it's all vile. It's all despicable. It's all rancid and rotten. And for one of your callers to talk, I mean, that guy, you know, dredged up those old canards about Clinton. I mean, come on, get off of it, buddy. You know, read a little bit, open your eyes. You know, when Bill Moyers left the air, what he said was he held up a book in front of his face, and he said, "I'm leaving, but before I leave, I want everybody to read this book." And it was David Brock, The Republican Noise Machine, and I fortunately have already read that book.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and there it is, man. It's laid out for everybody to see. If you want to know what the hell's really going on here, how these people are controlling things, like Manchurian Candidate-type control, go ahead and read that book. This is from a guy who was inside and defected and came back out and said, look what these people are doing to us. Look what they're doing to the unsuspected masses who either can't or don't have the time to think through these things.
And well, most people don't have the time to follow up and check up on this stuff. They just take what's given to them. Bill, thank you, man.
I look forward to your whatever you're going to do about Moyers, because he was one of the best we ever saw.
Yeah, we are going to do something on it.
Thank you.
All right, Bill. 303-713-7600. So we kind of got two topics going here. We got the girl, and we also got bias in the media. So you can pick up on either one. It's what we kind of call a broken play, in which I started one story and then jumped to another. So if you want to talk about the girl who, 14, who gets sentenced to 2 years in a correctional institution because she helped her father commit suicide, which just makes me feel bad. I don't think that this should have happened to her. You can do that. Or if you want to talk about this whole idea of liberal bias versus conservative bias in the media, and the findings of Representative John Conyers and other House Judiciary Democrats who released a study by the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service examining the coverage of key news stories on 13 cable news programs. We can get into that as well.
We are so focused on keeping our eyewear styles ahead of the curve that we kind of forgot about the shag carpeting and lava lamps in our Cherry Creek North store. So, we're freshening things up. I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. We're putting up new walls, new carpet, and a fresh coat of paint to make our store look as good as our eyewear. If you can deal with a little construction mess, we can save you some money. We have hundreds of name brand designer frames on sale at huge savings. If you've been thinking about buying a new pair of eyeglasses, the time is now and the place, of course, your optics. Save now as we make room for our new Cherry Creek North store. You'll find savings at all four Your Optics locations, but hurry in today for best selection and save big.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Hey, my name is Chuck, and I'm one of the behind-the-scenes guys that brings you MileHighMarket.com. And just like you, I'm a huge talk radio fan. I love the commentary, but I especially love the interesting guests that I hear. Hey, did you hear the interview with Jack Coughlin, author of Shooter? It's a great book about his life as a sniper during the Vietnam War. Well, I read the book as soon as I could get my hands on it, and it was awesome. I highly recommend you check it out, too. Just visit MileHighMarket.com and save $8 on a copy for yourself. Enjoy.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Have you ever thought that you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? This is Dolph DeRoos, and I have successfully invested and made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again.
We currently own 14 homes. The net worth of that real estate is over $2.5 million.
With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Let me show you how you can get started today.
With less than 20 hours of work, I made $60,000 and have about $500 a month in income.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape that explains how easy it is. 1-800-400-9349. Call 1-800-400-9349 and start making real money. That's 1-800-400-9349.
Days In, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residence 18 or older ends 9/15. Subject to rules at daysin.com.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:19, 19 minutes after 7. Cloudy. High of 67 today. It's cloudy in Boulder this morning. And this hour's $1,000 name is Joyce Kruger of Aurora. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's nice to be able to spend some time with you. All right, let's get back on the phones. We're talking about this young girl, 14 years old, sentenced to 2 years of her life for a role in her father's death. He groomed her to help him commit suicide, because you don't want to end up like Terry Schiavo. Or are you talking about media bias, which I have been talking about between 6 and 6:30. And, you know, one of the things I always run into in the neocon world is treating young kids, teenagers, at times like adults. Yeah, kids know the difference between right and wrong, but what about the emotional pull when it's apparent? Let's go to Tom in Longmont. Tom, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Tom, how are you this morning?
Good, good, good. On that 14-year-old, I mean, I think it's been proven here recently that the human brain for a child doesn't develop fully until way late in their age, 18 and above, I think. And at 14 years old, how can she know what's, I mean, really right and wrong about this issue? They should put her in a treatment center and treat her like a juvenile and help her instead of throwing her in a correctional facility where she's going to get exposed to Lord knows what. And but they should be treating these kids like juveniles like they really are, not like adults.
Well, she's going to go to the Division of Youth Corrections and serve time for manslaughter, and they claim she is going to get help. But I don't understand why she would have to serve any time at all. I mean, she should probably maybe get court-mandated psychiatric treatment, but, you know, you're close to it. I mean, look at the pull. Look at the emotional pull that some parents exert over their kids.
I mean, they do, and, I mean, she really obviously didn't know what she was doing, and, you know, I just think this judicial system is about like the media. It's all screwed up. The neocons have got everything so screwed up these days that nothing is right. It doesn't matter. You can look at judicial system. You look at the media. You can look at everything.
Well, that's why the courts are important, man. Tom, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right. Take care. Barbara in Castle Rock. Barbara, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Many have already said exactly what I have in my mind, and you have said it. This young woman needs nothing more than a good, reliable psychiatrist or someone to help her to sort out what she did out of love for her father. She was just respecting him, and she doesn't deserve anything more than help because she's had enough trauma. I'll be short and sweet. That's really all I have to say. There's no way to rescind it, I'm sure, but it should never have happened.
All right, Barbara, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Let's go to Angela in Lakewood. Angela, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Jay. You know, I think if this little girl and her dad had all kinds of money, the media, so-called liberal media, would jump on it right now and do something about that. What kind of a lawyer did she have? Anyway, that lets her be sentenced for something like that. She should be getting mental help and some counseling, you know?
I don't know what kind of lawyer. I guess, but they reached a plea agreement. So the lawyer tried to get her the best deal he possibly could.
Yeah, but it looks like this so-called liberal media that covers up for the Bush and this pile of junk that we have in the White House over there. And all they do is cover up and lie for them, and yet, like you were saying about that Valerie Plame and that memo from, the BBC?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's coming out. It looks like all the TV stations and everything is owned by five people in this country, and they intimidate the reporters and everybody. They don't want the whole truth to get out. Even here locally, can't you see? You could turn on all the three stations here, and the same thing, the same old sad stories. They have stories here that's 3-4 days old. The same thing. The only thing that gets reported is if it involves money or sex. Boy, everybody reports on that, and they're right on it. Look at what happened over there at the Academy, all those sex scandals. They're finally doing something about it, but maybe these people didn't have very much money. That's why nothing is getting revealed, you know?
All right. Thank you, Angela. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Tom in Golden. Tom, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Tom, I'm in love with your town.
It's a nice town.
I can't live there, though.
Well, if that road, 93, between Golden and Boulder, that can be pretty windy at times.
Yep, so I'm out of luck, aren't I?
Well, I've seen cars off the road and turned over, so you have to drive carefully, or sometimes you have to go around and take the other route.
Don't you think they would look? Is there another route into Boulder?
Well, from Golden, you could go up and get on 64th and come up Indiana and go up on the east side of Rocky Flats and either come back across on 128 and get onto 93 coming in, or you could go over by Superior and come up Highway 36 that way. I mean, you know, there's other routes.
All right, anyway, you don't want to give me directions on what to, on how to, where to go here. What's on your mind, Tom? Go ahead, go for
well,
it.
Well, on this 14-year-old girl and her father and the tragedy about all that, but I heard a caller say that nothing could be done about this unjust sentence of 2 years in juvenile detention. Something could be done by our governor, Bill Owens, a Republican, if he had the honesty and the integrity to pardon this young woman.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. I wonder why Bill Owens doesn't consider, well, he probably doesn't fully realize the case is going on. Somebody ought to present it to him.
Well, and the problem, though, is that Bill Owens doesn't have any honesty and integrity. I mean, just look at our drug situation, the most harmful drugs. And he's a Catholic. He claims to believe in the sanctity of life. But the most harmful drug when one puts it in one's body is tobacco. And it's immorally and irrationally and unconstitutionally done from every drug law. And Bill Owens, he wants to persecute pot smokers and put them in jail for using medicinal cannabis. You know, he just has no honesty, has no integrity. But if he was to repent and to take a stand for honesty and integrity, he would pardon this young girl, and he would do something about our dishonest drug laws, and he'd do something about these criminals with badges that assault citizens when they're sitting in their cars, not bothering anybody.
Well, who are you talking about there?
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, which you and I may not totally agree on, because then we start getting, I get into the whole thing about how law enforcement basically has to carry out the law. They don't make the law.
Well, they're just like Nazis, okay? They're American Nazis.
Don't say that. They're not American Nazis. But they're not American. That's ridiculous.
No, that's
freaking ridiculous,
people.
Man.
They're hurting people by
they're enforcing the law, and if you don't like the law, then what you got to do is you got to try to get the law changed. What are you saying? They should neglect their jobs?
They should not enforce the drug laws, or they should resign.
You can't get away with that, though. And people can't. You can't just walk away from your job because you don't agree with what goes on. That's an absolutely irresponsible way to look at something.
I don't know. You know, you.
I do know. Have you ever resigned your job out of principle?
Yes.
Okay, so you're one of the few.
Yeah.
Most people can't afford to do that.
I fought the government out of principle, and I lost my job. They took away my livelihood. Yes, they did. That's why the government is a continuing criminal enterprise.
But most people cannot afford to do that. That's out of the realm of most people. Well, you know, what do you do when you have a house payment and you've got kids and they're in the business to enforce the law, not write the laws, so they have to do their job.
That's why evil continues.
Oh, you know, that you're being irrational.
No, I'm just saying that.
No, you're being totally irrational.
No, I'm not irrational.
Yeah, you've driven down that highway out of Golden too many times during the winter. You're being irrational.
What's irrational?
If you don't like the law, particularly the drug laws, then you move to change them. But you do not sit there and punish the individual police officer and label them as being Nazis because they're carrying out the law. That's ridiculous.
If all the police officers stood together and stood for honesty and
but they don't do that. They don't do that. That's not their job to stand together. When they take their job, they take it and they are sworn to enforce the laws as written by the people who you elect and as upheld by the courts, and they are not in the business of saying, I'm not going to do this because I don't believe in it. That's not what it's all about.
No,
you know, it shows you know nothing about law enforcement. Shows you know nothing about law enforcement, and your view is totally and completely irrational.
They need to have a conscience, and they need to be able to.
They do have a conscience. Many of them do have conscience, and many of them do know the difference between right and wrong. But they're there to follow the laws. Thank you for the call. You know, that's that fringe left kind of attitude that basically, you know, it just doesn't wash. It just does not wash. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're seeing our first accident of the morning. It's up on I-25 just past Highway 119. It's off to the left shoulder and causing some minor jamming. Now we have the usual slowing from 104th down to the Turnpike and again across downtown and through T-Rex. And Aurora southbound 225 now bunches up around Parker Road and into the Tech Center. Eastbound I-70 has you seeing brake lights from I-25 over to Brighton Boulevard and Boulder Street. We're crowded on Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal. Highway 93 is busy and the Turnpike slows eastbound from Sheridan over to Pecos. And checking the forecast, partly cloudy today. Highs near 65. Right now, it's 57 degrees. Want a real deal? Try Subway Restaurant's $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Thursday, it's gonna zesty Italian BMC 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants.
Do your neighbors mock you when you're washing your car?
Hey, do my next!
Or,
you're
going to rub the paint off that thing.
If you love detailing your car as much as owning it, then Detailer's Paradise has you covered. Located 1 mile south of I-25 on Broadway, Detailer's Paradise carries a full range of waxes, leather, and convertible top gear, polishing tools, aluminum racing jacks, and Beta hand tools. Everything you need to make your car, truck, or motorcycle look its absolute best. The expert staff will help you find exactly what you need. So if your idea of therapy is good tunes and a sweet-smelling can of wax, then check out Detailer's Paradise at 1745 South Broadway, just 1 mile south of I-25, or on the web at detailersparadise.com. Detailer's Paradise, more show for your go.
On.
60% of doctor's visits are stress-related. Join motivational speaker Marion English for The Ageless Healing Power of Prayer. Is it
George W. Bush is out of office? But you know what? The fact is, that's what Rockies is all about. You, the customer. With their matching down incentive up to $1,500, their United Car Care protection plan for 30 days or 3,000 miles, the powertrain protection, and the people who are there to wait on you. People like the Asher brothers and Spanky and Johnny and Jason Mays and Steve Bickford and Fred Labrato and Rick the Guy and Colby and the Tower of Power. Rockies Autos. Big supporters of AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and fine people to deal with. And Rockies will show you Carfax. Tells you everything you need to know about the car. Most dealerships will either not show it to you or they'll hide it from you or they'll charge you for it. Rockies puts it right out there in the open for you to see. Get pre-approved for a car loan at RockiesAutos.com. That's RockiesAutos.com. Put the S in autos. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
FunRoadTrip.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. U.S. residents 18 and older. Ends May 31st, 2005.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Jay Marvin, weekdays from 6 to 10.
The right's so adamant about getting involved in a private decision that should be between a woman and her family.
Al Franken, from 10 to 1.
Liberals are finally getting some kind of infrastructure together.
Schultz, 1 to 4.
They want to change the country. I believe it's for the worse.
Randy Rhodes, 4 to 8.
I want to see all Americans taken care of with regard to things like health care.
Bill Hendry, 8 to 11, and more. The Other Side has their radio station.
Now we do too.
AM 760,
Boulder's Progressive.
Good morning, 7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today near 67, a little bit warmer than yesterday, and some scattered clouds here in Boulder this morning. Talking about the father that trusted his daughter to help him end his life and what happened to her. And the fact that she waited after she shot her father, after he had shot himself, and then called 911, and that she's ended up in the... getting 2 years in the Division of Youth Corrections for manslaughter, plus 5 years of probation for first-degree assault, and the sentences will be served concurrently, and I don't understand her getting a sentence at all. I mean, she was 14 years old. Her father was 56. He meant the world to her. He groomed her for months about his suicide. Said he didn't want to end up like Cherry Schiavo. Do you agree with the courts, with the plea bargain that was handed out here? I think she should get mental health, but I don't think she should have gotten any punitive time whatsoever. 303-713-7600. And because a 14-year-old is not an adult, and a 14-year-old doesn't have the adult thinking mechanism. And the emotional pull of her father. What would you do if a loved one of yours asked you the same thing? Now, as adults, we would separate it. But imagine if you were only 14 or 13 years of age, and a parent who you loved very much said that to you. I'd be better off without you. You'd be better off without me. And if I don't successfully kill myself, I'll need your help. And that's what this guy Garrett Richie did. He turned to the one person he knew wouldn't let him down. It was his 14-year-old daughter. Let's go to Dave in Lakewood. Dave, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, Dave.
Hey, one little comment here is, you know, they're taking a 14-year-old girl who they said should know the difference between right and wrong and convicting her as
probably is a no. She won't get mental health help because we don't have the funds to offer mental health help. We get the, that's why we get so many homeless people. They're on the streets because they got mental health problems and they got nowhere to put them.
Yeah, Hickenlooper in Denver is catching a lot of hell from the right wing media about his plan about cleaning up the homeless problem in Denver. You're right. There are a lot of people that are on the streets because they do have mental problems.
Well, and the other thing is they said she should know the difference between right and wrong. At 14 years old, we have a president who's been in politics for how long, and he's held to know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So you're like me. You don't think she should get any time at all.
No. I think that what she did was totally, it's justifiable homicide to me. I mean, she wouldn't intentionally kill her father. I have a daughter, too, and I know sometimes she'd like to kill me, but I don't think
right. Seriously.
And he groomed her, like you said, and she was prepared to do it because he wanted her to do it.
Yeah, he talked to her about it often.
Right. And she was ready, but 14 years old is not something you tie a felony onto a child like that. She'll never be able to vote. Like you had a caller earlier today that says she'll be in the wrong end of that situation, and then she'll be in a position where she can't even get a job.
Well, she won't be in with the adults. She'll be in with, in the youth corrections division. But how do you hang a manslaughter charge on a 14-year-old girl like that?
Well, I don't think you can. And these people that get me in this correctional institute, but they're not Girl Scouts. I mean, they're in there for problems themselves. So she's not going to meet the nicest people in the world in this correctional facility.
No, that's very, very true. And, that's one of the problems with correctional facilities in this country. It's not about how to be a better citizen when you get out. It's how to be a better and bigger criminal.
Right. I mean, I don't know if you saw the Shawshank Redemption, but he says he was a totally honest man. He had to become dishonest when he got into prison.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the way I feel about this young girl. I mean, she's lost her parents now. I mean, it's bad enough at that. Now they're going to put her to talk to, she may get a little counseling and stuff, but there's no money there to give her the help she needs.
No, not the intensive therapy somebody who had gone through that would need. You're right about that.
So,
yeah, she's as much a victim as her father. Her father made her a victim, really, if you look at it.
Correct.
She's the living victim.
Right. I agree with that.
All right, Dave. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, I wanted to say one more thing.
Sure.
About this last guy that called about the cops being Nazis and things.
Right.
Sometimes I get the feeling and that the law has no common sense. It's black or white. But that's not for the police to determine. The policeman, he stops you for speeding. Were you speeding? Yes, then you're getting a ticket. Not for the reason, I was in a hurry because I was late to work. Well, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, because it's not their job.
No. And I honestly, like I say, they're not Nazis.
No, not in the least.
And I don't really feel extremely sorry for them when they go into tough cases because they chose to do this job. But, I sympathize with them when they get hurt or killed on the job, but, that's a job they chose to do. It's like a lifetime military person. They die in war. They die in war. They chose to do that.
Yeah, you know what it is? Many of them go into it because they want to do something good. I think there's this leftover, we talked about it once before, this kind of leftover, hungover kind of thing from the 60s about law enforcement on the left, that they're Nazis, that they're always bad people, and it's ridiculous. It is totally and completely ridiculous. And those days are gone. And if the drug laws in this country are wrong, which is what a lot of people feel that they are, not everybody, but there are a lot of people who feel that they are, then the thing is you go to your legislators and you get that changed. But you don't sit there and call the cops Nazis or pigs or whatever because they have a job to do and they're just simply doing what they're told.
Right.
And this whole idea of, you resign and get some honesty. Give me a frickin' break.
I agree with that.
That stuff only happens in the movies.
That's right.
And
then you can go out and get on welfare, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you're supposed to throw away your law enforcement career because you got to go and participate in somebody who's smoking, a pot bust, somebody who's smoking dope, and it's illegal.
Right.
I mean, that whole I can't for the life of me understand where that comes from out of people.
Well, I don't know where they're thinking, Coach, but like on the far right, I think what they say is the end justifies the means. That's
right.
Where they're coming from. And some of my Republican friends feel that way. It doesn't matter how we got there. The fact is we got it done. Got the job done. And
yeah,
that popped away.
And I would hate to see us become like that. Hey, Dave, thanks. Wonderful call.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, you got it. 303-713-7600. Boy, we're all over the place this morning, and that's okay. Talk about this 14-year-old girl, about the liberal media, about cops. And the left does have a hang-up about cops. And, as somebody who sits on the left, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of that whole hang-up about police. They're doing their job. You don't like the law, change it. That's why we have to take this country back in 06.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn, one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. It's easy to forget just how intense the sun can be here in the Mile High City, and just how badly a sunburn feels. The itching, peeling, and stinging followed by that icky, gooey aloe. Take care to protect yourself this summer as you enjoy Colorado's backyard. Pick up Jason Natural Sunblock SPF 40. It comes with a handy clip to attach to your purse or belt so it's always with you. Don't get burnt. Get Jason Natural SPF 40 right now at MileHighMarket.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Have you ever gone through the mortgage process during times of low rates only to have it jammed at you at the closing time with high costs and rates higher than promised? You know, a lot of mortgage companies make all kinds of claims to try to get you to call. They make all kinds of promises. Free trips, limited funds at rates too good to be true, no closing cost loans, below market rates. Come on, you're smarter than that. And so are the professionals at EquityRelief.com. They're here to help you and your family secure the best rates and terms possible. Rates are back down to their lowest level in months. Take advantage of this window of opportunity and take action now. Refinancing your home has never been easier, be it debt consolidation, home improvements, refinancing, or to buy that next dream house. EquityRelief.com is here for you, not the bank. Play it safe and go with Denver's best-known mortgage company, EquityRelief.com. Call them at 303-839-LOAN.
Debt relief, distress relief, that's why there's EquityRelief.com.
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision,
a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century.
Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology
to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry,
featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
That's my job. Dad, if you get me a car, we could get another discount.
Such a smart boy.
Nice try.
More drivers get more discounts.
This fee is to improve your quality of life through spinal wellness. Grateful Back does this by reducing stress in your spine during your daily living and working habits. Folks, think about where you spend your time. Definitely one-third is in bed on your mattress. The other two-thirds probably involves sitting in a chair of some sort. Grateful Back offers the state's largest selection of pressure-relieving mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Intermax, and their own brand zero gravity chairs. The healthiest way to sit. They also have five different models of massage chairs. Now's the time to go see Rick, and you can rest easier with Grateful Back. With a Grateful Back from Grateful Back. They're also having a super sale until Memorial Day. Save up to $250 on a mattress, up to $200 on massage chairs, and stop by Grateful Back to register to win one of their three state-of-the-art reclining lawn chairs. You never look at lounging outside that way the same way again once you see one of these chairs. I mean, they're absolutely amazing. Each one is nearly a $200 value, and I'll be giving one away Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So stop by the store to register. Grateful Back is located at the Eastern Flatirons Mall.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is clinically proven to lower triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for stiff joints, wrinkled skin, and even poor concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We're Natural Start, and we want to rush you a free bottle of our premier omega-3 formula. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our Omega-3, you'll become a loyal Natural Start customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our advanced Omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended and mercury-free. So call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay up your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
At participating FedEx Kinko's locations. Offer good through May 31st, 2005. No cash value. Void where prohibited. Not valid online or in combination with other offers or discounts.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is giving away $1,000 in gas money four times a day and the chance to win a Kinko scooter. Listen up. There's not much time left. Join Jay Marvin this Friday, 6 to 10 in the morning at the Republic of Boulder Restaurant to see who will win the scooter.
It's 2 years in the Division of Youth Corrections for manslaughter and 5 years probation for first-degree assault after helping her father commit suicide, and the left's view towards the police, the liberal media, it's all a gigantic cement mixer of controversial conversation. Did I say controversial? Yeah, conversation for consenting adults. Did I also tell you it's cloudy and a high near 67 today? Oh, okay. 303-713-7600, Joan in Allen's Park. Joan, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning to you, too.
Hi.
I just had a couple of quick comments. First of all, I've been married to a police officer for 31 years. He is now retired, and he feels the same way I do about this young girl. This is a travesty. She needs to be getting help. She needs to be living in a nice, warm home, not going where she's going. And I think if you could find one single lawyer somewhere in Denver or somebody who would do some pro bono work, get her some better legal help.
Yeah, maybe that's what she needs.
Because this doesn't sound like someone did a real good job for her.
Yeah, and it was some kind of an agreement, a plea agreement too.
And maybe not to say anything against the public defender's office and things like that, she might just need a better high-powered lawyer. Maybe we could get the one who's making sure Rush Limbaugh stays out of jail.
Yeah, there you go. On the doctor shopping charges.
Yes, and to the other gentleman who was talking about the police officers, their job is not to interpret the law, their job is to enforce the law. And as you said, if you don't like the laws, change them. But occasionally some police officers slip through who are not the best in the world. That's in any workplace. But you cannot judge them all by a couple of bad apples.
I agree 100%, and this whole idea that there are people on the left who still view them as being like we viewed them in 1968 is ridiculous.
you know, I went to Boulder in 68. I got arrested there several times for civil disobedience. It doesn't change the fact that I'm still married for 31 years to a police officer. We just had different views on some things. But, yeah, we need to grow up, I guess.
Yeah, that's what, you know, you're putting at the point. We need to grow up and stop with the childish, you know, antics of, oh, the police are all Nazis, and if they would do the right thing, you know, it's childish.
You know, you have a mortgage, you have kids in college. There's just a lot of things in life that you can't predict. We've lost half our income all of a sudden. I flew for United Airlines for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And I retired 2 years ago. I took the buyout deal that said if you go now, I only had almost 31 years with United as a flight attendant. And they said, well, if you go now, you can keep your health insurance for the same price you've got it right now. Well, we found out a year later they lied to us. They planned to get rid of our health insurance as it was. It's costing us way more now. It'll cost us more in the future. Then they turned our pensions over to the Pension Guarantee Corporation, which is a real shock. When you find out how little you're actually going to get because you retired before 65.
Well, you know, that's terrible. That's a travesty.
I'm going to go from $1,700 a month to $200 a month.
Mm.
Because I retired at 51, even though I spent almost 31 years there.
So, you know, to me, that's a real crime.
It should be. But you got to laugh, because if you didn't, you'd shoot someone.
Yeah.
But, you know, the gentleman who thinks that you, because of conscience, you can just quit a job, you can do things like that, you can't do that. You can do the best you can.
That's only in the movies that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, and then the person wins $1 million or something.
Right, exactly. I mean, it just doesn't happen in everyday life. You just can't walk in and say, you know what, I can't do this.
Yeah, and I don't know what world he's living up there in Golden, but, of course, I remember Golden in the 70s, too, so maybe he's still living that life. Anyway, I think we need to get that young girl some better counsel, and this is ridiculous. She does not need to be in a group home, trust me. That's not the place that a very normal child needs to be. She hasn't committed any crime. I'm sorry. They're wrong.
Yep, yeah. I agree. Joan, thanks. Great call.
Thanks. You take care. Bye.
Let's go to Dolores in Fort Collins. Dolores, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I wanted to quickly mention, because I have to run, why aren't you mentioning, why don't we have physician-assisted suicide? Why didn't this man get with his doctor?
Because suicide is against the law.
Yeah, I know. This is what I'm coming to. Hey, when you, everybody, if you feel concerned, instead of talking about it, write, get our legislature to work on assisted suicide.
But how's that going to help the girl?
No. Oh, then, of course, get write to Governor Owen and say this is totally wrong. And she's going to need to, you know, this girl helped her dad. I think that by talking about it, if each one of us doesn't do something, like write a letter, call the governor, your representative, yes, we all need to help this girl, because she certainly is a bit of a hero, because she was put into a horrible situation. And she has, you know, she's done for her father what she was asked to do, and now she's being punished. When we say honor thy father, I can't believe we're going to sit on our hands and not do anything, and I've got to run.
Thank you, Dolores. So do we. Bye. We've got to go, too. Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Just got a couple of comments. Sorry. One of the comments, the little girl, the 14-year-old girl, I don't understand how they could actually just punish her for something that she doesn't have enough clear judgment to make a judgment call for her cell phone.
You know what? I don't either. I don't get that either.
I mean, a 14-year-old girl, her father asking her to do something. I'm not going to go into a Christian, you know, speech about this.
Right.
I'm not totally on the Christian side about it. But at the same time, how do you turn away from your own father? That's your flesh and blood. He asked you to do something as big as this. 14 years old, you don't have enough judgment to say, hey, this is wrong. You know, not like an 18-year-old or a 30-year-old or even, you know, a 50-year-old. They know the difference between right and wrong. To turn around and help your father do something like that at the age of 14, it's something like you don't really have much of a choice. You know, and they're going to turn around and punish her for it without even helping her.
Yeah, the emotional pull would be huge.
It's enormous. And I can't believe that they're actually punishing her in the way that they are. They're treating her as if she's a street gangster. you know, as if she walked up to somebody in the street and started pulling the trigger on somebody random.
Yeah. Yeah, it appears that way, doesn't it?
It does. They're not even looking into the details of the fact of her age and the fact that she doesn't have her own judgment yet, that she's still learning. She's still developing her own life. But now that what they're doing to her, they're just going to destroy her. They're going to put her under, and when she finally gets past all this, she's not going to... I really hope that she comes out of this with a better idea of what's going on than what might end up happening. She might come out of this with some a lot more trauma than she has now.
Imagine being 14 years old and having that happen to you.
Oh, it's unreal. I grew up in Queens. I've seen some really bad stuff, but to be thrown into a situation like this is just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And to have your father, sit there for months on end and get you ready to help him out should his attempt to commit suicide fail. That's just a way, she's a kid, for God's sakes.
Yeah, and they're looking to punish somebody, but they can't punish the father because he's already gone. So they're going to turn around and take it out on the little girl, and the little girl is just standing there like with this dumbfounded look on her face saying, "What did I do? I did what I was asked to do. I did what my father wanted me to do. How else was I supposed to react?"
Yeah, how do you even plead about that in court other than to reach either plead guilty or reach a plea agreement and try to do the best you can. It's just a bad deal all the way around. Scott, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Anytime.
All right. We'll see you. It's 7:58 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Patriot Act and about Article 215 of the Patriot Act and about this administration's drive to expand the FBI's powers to get into your life. We'll talk to the executive director of the ACLU Foundation of Colorado. That's coming up next year on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Since the other side has their radio, we figured we should have ours too. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm one of the people that brings you MileHighMarket.com, and we spend some of our time trying to find cool things out there on the internet. One of the things I found recently, Darth Tater. Yeah, it's actually a Mr. Potato Head doll that looks just like Darth Vader. Kind of cool with the Star Wars movie coming out. Thought you might want to go pick one up. You can go to MileHighMarket.com. They're pretty cheap, great present, or great thing to put on your desk. Go look now. Darth Tater at MileHighMarket.com.
Intelligent Office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
760 KKCN Thornton Boulder. Boulder's Progressive Talk is giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. Visit am760.net for details.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The World Trade Organization yesterday gave the green light, allowing Iran to open talks to join the body that governs international commerce. The permission was granted right after Iranian nuclear negotiators renewed Tehran's vow to steer clear from developing atomic weapons. The United States had repeatedly blocked Iran from joining the 148-member trade group. The U.S. did not raise any objections at this particular time. Iraq's interior and defense minister said yesterday that they have information that Jordanian-born terrorist mastermind Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has been wounded. We have information in the Ministry of Interior that al-Zarqawi was wounded, but we do not know how seriously, Interior Minister Bayan Jabbar said during a news conference. We are not sure whether he is dead or not, but we are sure that he is injured. An internet statement claimed Tuesday that al-Zarqawi had been wounded in recent fighting. Statement posted on a website known for carrying extremist material could not be immediately authenticated. Yes, it is true, said Iraqi Defense Minister Saddam al-Dulemi. When asked if al-Zarqawi had been wounded, asked how he knew, he said it is his job. Speculation of al-Zarqawi's health deepened Wednesday after reports that two Arab doctors in another country were treating Iraq's most wanted militant, who has claimed responsibility for the country's deadliest attacks. It's another day of deadly fighting in Iraq. Suicide car bombing, a roadside bombing, a drive-by shooting, and a stabbing death occurred all within an hour's time in the capital this morning. Roadside bomb exploded just as U.S. military convoy passed by in eastern Baghdad. Pentagon says it was not credible, but there are many this morning who believe Newsweek magazine has been vindicated of any purported wrongdoing in reporting about the desecration of the Holy Quran. White House went through great lengths in recent weeks to pin the blame on Newsweek for a May 9th article disclosing the activity the White House accused Newsweek for igniting a flurry of deadly protest action in the Muslim world. Now, weeks later, an FBI memorandum links the abuse to American jailers. Families in the Gaza Strip plan to stick together and relocate to Israel. A spokesman for the 1,600 Gaza families says most have agreed to move as a group if the Israeli government goes ahead with plans to dismantle Gaza settlements. But the official says the settlers insist on a right to resist if soldiers try to remove them. Until now, settler opposition to the withdrawal plan has been fierce. Opponents have blocked roads, burned tires, and threatened to bring tens of thousands of people to Gaza to block the mid-August pullout. And a defense bill approved yesterday by the House could help Boeing regain a $23 billion contract it lost last year amid an ethics scandal. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are seeing a few issues on the roadways right now. Crews are working across southbound I-25 just past Highway 119, and we're loaded up from 104th to the Turnpike and across downtown and through T-Rex. Roadbound I-25 have a spin-out. That's on the shoulder just past 58th Avenue and southbound 225, sluggish around Parker Road and on your way into the Tech Center. Now, I-70 is heavy eastbound from I-25 over to Brighton Boulevard, and we're seeing some trouble eastbound on the Turnpike. Have a motorcycle down with emergency crews on the left shoulder. This is just past Sheridan, so that's jamming you back from 92nd. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 57 degrees. Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local Denver Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient, all to help you keep your Toyota a Toyota. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I don't know about anybody else, but I am disgusted with this White House, and I am angry at
telling it like it is.
While this administration was telling us that they had not made up their mind to go to war,
worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207.
Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
19-5440, 800-419-5440, or yoursimreg.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning. morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today near 67. Cloudy skies here in Boulder. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. We talked yesterday briefly about the Patriot Act, and we're going to get more into the Patriot Act this morning. And I want to welcome Kathy Huzzery. She is the executive director of the ACE. Huzzery, the executive director of the ACLU Foundation of Colorado. Kathy, good morning and welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Jay, for inviting me on today. Good morning.
Good morning. Did I say your last name? How do you say your last name?
Huzzery.
Huzzery.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, Kathy, 215 of the Patriot Act. This is the whole thing about the government being able to get more into your life and being able to look at your mail and your financial records and your medical records. And now they're talking about the FBI being able to get subpoenas without judicial oversight. Isn't that a violation of the 14th Amendment? The Fourth Amendment rights?
Well, I think that the Patriot Act has a lot of problems with respect to the Fourth Amendment on this whole search and seizure issue. Section 215 is just one of the sections that eat away at the Fourth Amendment protections. And it is 215 that allows you that allows them now to get those records with almost no judicial oversight. And as I read it from Senator Roberts out of Kansas, he wants to do away with judicial oversight completely.
But wouldn't that stand the test in court? I mean, you know, if that happened, I mean, couldn't somebody take that to court?
Well, the problem is that they don't tell you that they've gotten your records. I mean, there's almost no way for you to find out that they've done that because it's a secret subpoena. And if the bank, for example, or your doctor tells you that your records have been subpoenaed, that person can go to jail.
But I'm talking about somebody like the ACLU, for instance, going into court saying that this is unconstitutional. Just based on the wording of the law.
I see what you're saying. Well, the problem is that there would be a strict scrutiny test to determine whether or not there would be a violation. And it would be possible for the government to argue that national security trumps everything.
Oh, but that's a dangerous argument.
It's a very dangerous argument. I mean, if you recall, that was essentially what happened during World War II, and has happened before when we have been in what was then at least a war situation. And this is called the War on Terrorism. Who knows what they'll say to justify their actions?
So what court would you take that to? If you decided to go into court and challenge the law,
you know, I'm not sure, Jay. I think you would have to go into a federal court since it is a federal issue, and you'd try to find the court that has the most in which the action is occurring. So more than likely, it would be if the National ACLU did it. It actually could be in any state. Federal court.
Okay, but you just couldn't go ahead and challenge the law. You'd have to have it. They would have to try to carry it out.
Yeah.
And you would have to get somebody who had been quote unquote victimized by the law. But then you bring up the gag order
right. And
about the secrecy issue, so nobody has any way of knowing what's going on. So I guess the bottom line question is, how do we stop this?
We stop this by getting in touch with all of our legislators, our federal legislators, and we start telling them that we demand that they restore freedom to the United States. And we have to be activists about this. There's not much else we can do. And I believe that there has been really good examples of activism in the past that has changed federal policy.
Wow, this whole thing scares me. That you just can't go to court and say, this is wrong. Somebody has to be wronged first.
Right. And I think, Jay, that what you've got is... a situation in which both conservatives and liberals see the problem and see that something needs to change. But they haven't been able to get together enough yet to really make their voices heard. So the point is now is to get to We don't have anyone in Colorado who's on either the Intelligence Committee or the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, but we need to make sure that the Senate knows and that our senators know that we oppose this and that they need to rein in this power grab by the federal government.
You know, I laugh when Pat Roberts says that, well, there's a mechanism that they have to report to Congress how many times a year they use these powers. I mean, what's to keep them from not telling the truth?
Well, we don't think they've been telling the truth in the past. If you recall, Jay, that what has happened is that they always claim that they never used 213 or rather 215 to get library records. And,
right.
And former Attorney General Ashcroft used to always say, oh, no, we've never used these, and he'd sort of demean anyone who suggested that they had actually used them. Well, during the Gonzales hearings on his appointment, he at first said that no, that they had not used them for library cards or anything else, and then later on he actually admitted during the same hearings that they'd used it at least 35 times.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that number is correct or not. I suspect there's probably a lot more than that. But they haven't been telling us the truth.
Yeah, and how do you prove what's true and what's not?
Well, as Bob Barr, the former Republican legislator, used to say, says now, you can't tell because they don't tell us. You know, there's no way of just saying to the people of the United States, trust me. And that's essentially what they're saying to us now. It's just to trust them and that they are not abusing these powers. And we know that's not true.
And the only way to stop this is we just have to defeat the whole Patriot Act.
Well, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Or get them to knock out 215?
215, 213, maybe 805. 805 is the one that redefines, or 802, rather. 802 defines domestic terrorism, which it would be one of the justifications for getting into people's homes or getting their medical records. Mm. And domestic terrorism could be, as broadly as it is defined, could be almost any group who protests or organizes dissent. So you'd want to change that one. And then there's also 215, Jay, which allows them to come into your house or your business without telling you then either.
Yeah, that's also very scary.
Right. There's a lot to be afraid of in the USA Patriot Act.
It just smacks of a police state.
It does. Actually, it really does, Jay.
I mean, whose idea was this whole thing?
Well, from what I understand, Jay, parts of the Patriot Act were actually written during the Clinton administration after the Oklahoma City bombing.
Mm.
Of course, it didn't go into effect, but it seems that this the terrorist bombings of September 11th were the drafters, if you will, and the people who really believe that this is the way that America should work. This was really their opportunity to assert an agenda.
Unbelievable.
It really is.
Unbelievable that anybody would think that this is the way America should be.
Doesn't it surprise you? I mean,
yeah, it does.
It's astonishing to me, Jay, that there are people who think that this is okay. I don't think that the public generally understands how much of their rights have been eroded, and I don't think they understand that they'll never know if it's used against them unless of course they get arrested or they get taken away someplace, and they always think that it'll happen to someone else and never to them. But this is very scary stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Mass spying on the public at large.
Mm-hmm. It is, and the other parts that are not directly related to the Patriot Act but are very similar to it, there's the TIPS program, which asks you to spy on your neighbor and to report any suspicious conduct or anyone who is in the your community or in your neighborhood who looks like he or she doesn't belong. And that's scary, too. I mean, when you look at what's happened with racial profiling in the past, it seems to me that you're just asking for us to be afraid of people we don't know. And that's a scary thing, too.
Yeah, it really is. Kathy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're quite welcome, Jay.
Really appreciate it. Kathy Hazuri.
Just like Missouri.
Oh, okay. Kathy Hazuri, Executive Director of the ACLU Foundation of Colorado. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll come back more and talk about the Patriot Act. You want to call in about this? We'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. I was talking about it yesterday, and we're going to talk about it some more this hour. And can you imagine them going and into your house without you having any idea that they've been there? Is this the way?
Do you love your dog? Do you like to hike in the beautiful Colorado mountains? Of course you do. But sometimes hiking involves carrying tons of supplies and equipment up the side of the hill, including your supplies for your dog. Why not let your dog pick up some of the slack? You gotta check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack. It's a backpack for your dog. It's got expandable pouches and an adjustable harness to fit your pooch nice and comfortably. And right now you can score this doggy pack for just $39.99. Just head to milehighmarket.com and check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303, 800-365-6303.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Mark your calendars for Midnight Madness at CompUSA, Friday from 6 p.m. to midnight.
While supplies last, see store for details, not available in Connecticut.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. Get down in the mosh pit of democracy at 8:20 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 67 today under cloudy skies. We'll do the show live from the Republic of Boulder. We'll be at the Republic of Boulder. That's coming up tomorrow morning between 6 and 10, 11 to Canyon Live. Stop by. Please join us. I said stop by, Kurt. Turk's whispering stuff in my ear here. I said please stop by. Tell your boss you have something to do, and then you'll be into work after 11.
We want a big audience tomorrow, don't we, Jay?
Yeah. We want a lot of people to show up. But we're going to give away that scooter. Somebody's going to win that Kymco scooter, which I would have really liked to have won. All right, we're in the middle of talking about the Patriot Act here, and we're going to hear from the National ACLU coming up. But right now I want to hear from you at 303-713-7600, Josh and Jeffco. Josh, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Josh.
I had to disagree with your guest, you know, a minute ago.
Okay.
She said most of America just doesn't get how much their rights are at stake. I think most of the left gets it. We're up here talking about it every day and have been since, you know, this network came on the air. So,
but there are a lot of people who do not understand that what's happening in the Patriot Act has a direct reflection on them. Well, conservatives, moderates, people who are not, who just have no political leanings whatsoever.
Yeah, it seems more it's going to be used against, like, I don't know, like the Al Franken's, Bill Maher's, Michael Maher's, you know, those kind of people. It's going to be them they target.
Well, they could target you.
Yeah, exactly. And they probably are targeting you, too, since you're a popular, you know, left talk show host.
I mean, you know, giving money to the wrong, what they would consider to be a terrorist organization, which you might have done out of complete innocence, they can go and get your... they can look at what you check out of the library. They can look at your medical records. They can go look at your financial records, and they're talking about not even needing a subpoena.
Yeah, about the library thing, I wanted to get a book last year called, it was called Bomb the Suburbs. I don't remember who is by. It's not about what the title would say. It's
about graffiti, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly it. And I don't want to check that out or, you know, get it on Amazon and... Because, you know, that's probably a key word they're looking for, you know, the word bomb. So,
I wonder if they can look at your buying habits.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
What books you order from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online?
Yeah, I read a lot of far-out-there stuff, actually, so. Because I just like to read, I'll even read conservative, books, too, just so I don't battle them blindly, you know. So.
Sure. So they would be able to look at that stuff. Josh, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right. You have a good day, man.
All right. Let's go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Hey, I just wanted to make a point. You know, the right wing continues to say that the reason we need things like the Patriot Act is because we live in a different world post 9/11. And it seems to me, if we look back at history, a lot of folks said the same thing immediately after Pearl Harbor, and as a result, we put thousands of Japanese in prison camps, and it seems that's the slippery slope we're heading down. You can't just round people up because of what they might do.
Yeah, I think that's really a good point.
You know, I just watched this, it seems as though we're doomed to repeat history here, and it just doesn't seem to make a great deal of sense.
You know, it's like declaring somebody an enemy combatant without having any proof that they are one, so you just declare them one, and then they just end up in a jail cell for a year.
Exactly, based on a book that they read or a donation they may or may not have made. It's a very slippery slope, and I think we're right to be extremely concerned. Just if you think about the level of privacy that's not happening in this country with financial records and whatnot in the digital age, that the government doesn't seem to get their arms around, and yet they're able to secretly look at what I checked out of the library or what you bought from Boulder Bookstore or what have you. That's pretty horrifying stuff, and I think we need to be outraged, and if we're not, we're simply not paying attention.
You know what? I would agree with you 100%. Thanks, man. Great call.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Kristen in Boulder. Kristen, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hi, Jay. I love your show.
Thanks.
I love AM 760.
I just wanted to say this is a lot like the McCarthy era, actually, even more so than what happened during World War II. My grandparents were watched by their neighbors thanks to the FBI because they went around on the south side of Chicago and registered poor people to vote. And that was in the 50s and even in the 60s. And it's very oppressive, you know. It's anti-democratic.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah, and it's really scary that they used the Patriot Act to lock a lot of people up in Guantanamo Bay who were completely innocent of any crime.
And now we're being blasted by Amnesty International. Amnesty International accused the Bush administration yesterday of condoning atrocious human rights violations, thereby diminishing its moral authority and setting global example, encouraging abuse by other nations. And one of the places they point to is Abu Ghraib, and the other place they point to is Guantanamo in the Bay of Cuba.
Yeah, of course. They're holding a lot of people there without any legal precedent, you know. And it's just really scary what's going on. And the real question is how to get rid of this. You know, how to overturn it. This is not the country I think we all believe that we were living in.
Well, I think the only answer we got from Kathy was you just gotta. And we're gonna be talking to Lisa Graves coming up, the senior counsel for the legislative strategy of the ACLU. But it seems to me the only way to do it is to lean on our legislators not to renew the Patriot Act, which, of course, you know, you write Wayne Allard. I don't even know if writing Wayne Allard does any good.
No. All the responses that you get back are automated and just give a sort of a justification for what he votes for. I don't even think he pays attention to any of the emails that he gets or letters that he gets.
You know, I just don't know. I mean, how do you stop this? And that's why I was kind of shocked, and I'll ask Lisa the same question. I was kind of shocked about, well, you just can't go to court. In other words, you can't say, look, on the face of this violates the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. It may violate the right to due process, the Eighth. You know, this will never pass muster if you take it to court. But it seems to me the way Kathy was talking about is you can't do that. You got to, you know, you have to have it pulled on you, and then there's a gag rule order in there so that no one who's been involved, like your local librarian or somebody working in a financial institution, they can't tell you that it's gone on.
Right, and I'm wondering if they can't. They're also not permitted to testify. That's what's happened too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that's, and to me, like, this is living, and I don't mean to over exaggerate, but it smacks of a police state. Doesn't it smack of a police state to you?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I mentioned the McCarthy era. It was the same sort of tactics that they used, and they felt it was justified. And it's just not. Civil liberties are exactly what we were meant to have, you know, when this country was created. And, you know, they use key words to demonize people who want to support civil liberties, you know, oh, pinko, commie, yada, yada, yada. But, I mean, really, that's what makes this country great. And they're just stealing that away from us every day. I find that absolutely appalling. I really, I don't know what to do. I feel helpless.
Well, that's why we're going to ask the ACLU what they think we ought to do. Kristen, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, let's go to Charles in Castle Rock. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jay.
Sure.
I just wanted to also bring up the fact that there is voice recognition technology that, you know, that they can use for cell phones and all your phone calls, and the fact that they will watch, and they probably already do watch, our Internet usage. So if you're innocently going to go look at some terrorism website just out of innocence, you're going to be marked. So,
all right, I'll bring that up. I'll bring it up, Charles. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Good points. All right, we'll talk to Lisa Graves coming up here in just a couple of minutes and take more of your calls, too, at 303-713-7600. Then we'll move to open phones after 9 o'clock. It's 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And a look at progressive traffic. Here's Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Crews are clearing a motorcycle accident eastbound on the turnpike. That's just past Sheridan. No real backups there. Then Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are beginning to thin out. Southbound 925, still a little slow on your way into downtown and through T-Rex. Southbound 225, have a crash off to the shoulder near Colfax, and it slows into the tech center. I-70 is a little sluggish westbound from 225 over to Havana. Looking at the forecast, partly cloudy skies today, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 59 degrees. Wow, it's IHT Spa's 27th annual Soak and Sizzle Hot Tub Blowout with the lowest prices, no payments, no interest for 12 months, and a free $600 Weber grill with every spa. 303-296-SPAS. Call today for details. That's 303-296-SPAS.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialist when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
That's why Clorox has a line of disinfecting products to get rid of germs that can make kids sick. When their world is cleaner, they're
pre-qualified for a car loan at Rockies off the internet before you ever step on the lot. And go to RockiesAutos.com. Or if you just want to go out to see the incredible selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado, head on out there and take a look. The people there are not there to strong-arm you. They are not there to sell you something you don't want. They're there to assist you and make your buying a real, true pleasure. They'll show you Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle that you intend to buy. And on top of that, they've got their matching down incentive program still underway. Up to $1,500, they'll match it. So how can you lose there? And they cover you with a car care plan from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies Autos, with great people out there like Spanky, the Alshear Brothers, Rick the Guy, Colby and the Tower of Power, Fred Labrato, Johnny and Jason Mays, they're all great people. Rockies is family-owned and operated, been around since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m.
Deliver it tonight in the metro area. It's spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs, at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder, or call 449-9551.
Monday, Al Franken talked to Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette about her bill on stem cell research.
The president will veto this bill.
It's not like the president, by issuing that executive order, is going to stop this research. He's just going to make it more difficult and cumbersome for people, and he's going to send a lot of it overseas.
The other countries are doing federal funding of stem cell research and have the flight of the creative class again.
Yeah, we're going to lose our edge.
Don't miss the next Al Franken show. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Cloudy and a high of 67 today. A little cloudy in Boulder this morning. We're in the middle of talking about the Patriot Act, and let's welcome Lisa Graves, Senior Counsel for Legislative Strategy at the ACLU. Lisa, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
Thank you so much, Jay. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, we're just shocked this morning. I mean, at least I'm shocked this morning at the whole Patriot situation, the Patriot Act situation, Section 215, the idea that they can, that the FBI now wants to be able to, administer subpoenas without having to go through a judge, and there's virtually nothing we can do about it.
Well, it is actually shocking. We were quite surprised that the Senate Intelligence Committee would move to mark up a bill in closed session, behind closed doors, that would expand the FBI's power and give them the power to write their own search orders without any judicial approval in advance. But I would say that there's a lot that people can do about it by calling and writing to their congressmen and women, because it's not too late to stop this, but it is shocking that it's moving in this direction after everyone has expressed so many concerns, including Colorado, which just passed a resolution expressing concern about the Patriot Act.
Why would they do this behind closed doors?
Well, the Intelligence Committee often has classified briefings behind closed doors, which is a normal part of the way that's done in Washington. But to have a markup of a public bill not in public is really an extraordinary circumstance and is just not right. And we and others have protested this, but to no avail. The markup is proceeding. I think it's starting right now. still behind closed doors.
And who are some of the, can you name some names of legislators that are responsible for this?
Well, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas is the chairman of that committee and is the one who has decided to proceed in closed session. There are other members, none from Colorado. Fortunately, I'm glad to report. But Senator Roberts is the chairman of that of that particular committee, and the decision was his.
And Democrats on that committee, like Jay Rockefeller, have nothing to say about this?
Well, Senator Rockefeller did express concerns at the hearing that we managed to insist on be open last Tuesday, which was just 2 days ago. And other Democratic members did express some concerns about proceeding in closed session, but it was the chairman's prerogative, and he decided to proceed in closed session. They claim that they may need to talk about classified information while talking about this law, but the historical precedent for that is just not really valid. The House Intelligence Committee marked up the intelligence bill last year, mostly in public session, going behind closed doors only for a few brief moments when they needed to talk about a particular piece of classified information. So it certainly can be done mostly in public, but this committee has refused to do so.
All right, some of the more damaging aspects of this is being able to, the FBI to write subpoenas without judicial oversight, being able to seize library records, be able to engage in a search and seizure without notification?
Yes. On the library records issue, which is the Section 215 order that you mentioned, Jay, that's an issue where the FBI right now has the power to go to a secret court, the FISA court in Washington, D.C., and request a search order for any tangible thing, including library records and other types of records. But what the proposal that the Intel Committee is considering this morning would do would be to so that they don't even have to go to a judge, not even at the FISA court. They can issue their own search order for any tangible thing held by a third party as long as they say that they need it for foreign intelligence, which has no outside limitation. It really is an assault on the Fourth Amendment, because what they could do is get access to information about people's health, their wealth, the transactions of their daily life, and not have any judicial oversight about that in advance of issuing such an order demanding those records.
And once this passes, then that's it.
Well, we're hoping that it won't pass.
Is there significant opposition legislatively to stop this?
I believe that there is I don't believe that there is support in the House Judiciary Committee or the Senate Judiciary Committee for expanding this power and letting the FBI write its own search orders. The FBI has been after this power since the 1970s. And every time Congress has refused to give them this power, and rightly so, because our Constitution says that if you want to seize someone's papers, property, or things, you need to go to a court, you need to have probable cause, you need to have a warrant based on probable cause, not just have fishing expeditions that make all of our records vulnerable to the government. Plus, if the law were to pass, I think there would be challenges to its constitutionality.
All right, it's talk a little bit about that. The law passes. How do you challenge its constitutionality?
Well, in Section 505, which is a related provision of the original Patriot Act, which relates to national security letters, the ACLU joined an Internet service provider in filing a lawsuit in New York federal court challenging the power of the FBI to issue a unilateral national security letter without court approval. And the ACLU and the Internet service provider won that case. In that instance, the court found that power was too broad and that there weren't sufficient checks to protect people's First Amendment rights and Fourth Amendment rights. And so that power was modified basically through the court decision.
8:40 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 20 minutes in front of 9. Lisa Graves, Senior Counsel for the Legislative Strategy at ACLU. So, but in other words, okay, but here's the thing I'm having a hard time understanding.
Sure.
If 215 passes, if the Patriot Act passes and is expanded, and 215 is expanded, how can I bring an action against the government if I don't even know that the government has gone and looked at my financial records or even been in my house?
Jay, that's an outstanding question, and you're exactly right. The only person who could challenge would be the business who is holding records about you. In the case of Section 215 or an expansion of 215, you'll never know that your records have been obtained or retained by the government. The provision that the Intel Committee is considering would require the government to tell the Intelligence Committee anytime your gun purchase records, your medical records, your tax records, other records were seized in a general sense, not you individually, just the number of times medical records were seized or tax records were seized or gun purchase records were seized. But clearly that's licensed to seize those very things. So you would never know in a Section 215 search, in an NSL search, in an administrative subpoena search with this expansion that the FBI is seeking, you'd never know that your personal records were swept into a fishing expedition by the FBI. It'd be very
unlikely. Therefore, a crime is, your Fourth Amendment rights have been violated, but there's nothing you can do about it.
I think that that's exactly the danger. That's exactly we're facing. That's exactly what we're facing. We're hoping, however, that the momentum in Congress and through the efforts of Coloradoans and others across the country to express their concerns will stop this expansion and will result in efforts to bring the Patriot Act back in line with the Constitution.
Is Pat Roberts of Kansas, is he nuts?
Well, you know, he's a long-standing senator from Kansas, and I would say that committee is a committee that does receive a lot of classified briefings. I do think that it was unwise and unwise to proceed with a markup of a public law behind closed doors in this way. I just think that that's not the right way to go. In an open and democratic society, our public laws ought to be debated and voted on publicly.
I mean, I'm just blown away by all of this.
Well, the other piece of it that you mentioned, Jay, is Section 213 on sneak and peek orders, which is a power that the government sought in the Patriot Act. They said this was a tool that they needed to fight terrorism, and now we've learned through these hearings that most sneak and peek searches, in which the government goes into your home, seizes evidence or seizes material or searches your belongings, your drawers, without telling you about it for weeks or months or indefinitely, that's been used primarily not in terrorism cases. It's been used 155 times and primarily not in terrorism cases. So that's an expansion that I think that through the efforts of people on the right and the left, we may be able to trim back that power.
All right. Lisa, can you stick around for a little while longer? Maybe some people want to talk to you on the phones.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Thank you so much, Jay.
Sure. All right. If you want to talk to Lisa Graves about this, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600.
Hi, my name's Cameron, and I'm one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. I'm really excited about the new Harry Potter book that's due to hit shelves on July 16th, but I'm not excited to stand in line to purchase it. That's why I went to MileHighMarket.com to pre-order my copy. Now I don't have to fight the crowds, and I saved 40%. And you can, too. So just head on over to MileHighMarket.com to get your copy of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Christie Sports would like to invite you to save up to 50% off all their designer cast patio furniture. Now through Memorial Day, save 50% off their palm set that seats 6 people in comfort and elegance. Cast furniture with features and durability that will last a lifetime from several manufacturers with exciting designs to meet every taste. Or quality iron sets as low as $399. And with 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-9505 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-9505 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-9505 for your free trial. 1-800-770-9505.
We are so focused on keeping our eyewear styles ahead of the curve that we kind of forgot about the shag carpeting and lava lamps in our Cherry Creek North store. So, we're freshening things up. I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. We're putting up new walls, new carpet, and a fresh coat of paint to make our store look as good as our eyewear. If you can deal with a little construction mess, we can save you some money. We have hundreds of name brand designer frames on sale at huge savings. If you've been thinking about buying a new pair of eyeglasses, the time is now, and the place, of course, Your Optics. Save now as we make room for our new Cherry Creek North store. You'll find savings at all 4 Your Optics locations, but hurry in today for best selection and save big.
Your Optics.
people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Hey, my name is Chuck, and I'm one of the behind-the-scenes guys that brings you MileHighMarket.com. And just like you, I'm a huge talk radio fan. I love the commentary, but I especially love the interesting guests that I hear. Hey, did you hear the interview with Jack Coughlin, author of Shooter? It's a great book about his life as a sniper during the Vietnam War. Well, I read the book as soon as I could get my hands on it, and it was awesome. I highly recommend you check it out, too. Just visit MileHighMarket.com and save $8 on a copy for yourself. Enjoy.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Have you ever thought that you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? This is Dolph DeRoos, and I have successfully invested and made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again.
We currently own 14 homes. The net worth of that real estate is over $2.5 million.
With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Let me show you how you can get started today.
With less than 20 hours of work, I made $60,000 and have about $500 a month in income.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape that explains how easy it is. 1-800-400-9349. Call 1-800-400-9349 and start making real money. That's 1-800-400-9349.
Intelligent Office at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You know, television may have its talking heads, but on the radio, we have something better, talking mouths. Dean Baker from the Center for Economic and Policy Research will use his mouth to explain United's...
They made these laws, the police have to follow them. And for the ACLU, and I'm a proud card-carrying member, we have to stand up and say that some of these laws are bad. It's not the police's fault. It's just that they're following the orders. One question or comment. I believe also that the Patriot Act can mine the computer records. Is that correct? So if you just go and check out any website such as Earth Liberation Front. Now, can the government check that? That's a question for Lisa.
Well, through the National Security Letter power, what the FBI would have under Section 505 would be the power to check ISP transaction records.
Oh, great. That's great.
But if they got this expanded power under Section under administrative subpoena power to write their own orders for any tangible thing, I think that people's computer records would definitely be at risk. And with respect to Scott's point about the police not being at fault, I think that's right. But I do think that we need to insist that our legislators pass laws that conform to the Fourth Amendment. And the Fourth Amendment is easy for every single person to know and follow. It says that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, which certainly would include their computer usage, against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. That's a basic fundamental law of our country. The police are obligated to follow that. and Congress ought to write laws that conform to those clear requirements of our Fourth Amendment. The Patriot Act, in many respects, doesn't do that and violates those checks and balances in our Constitution.
All right, Scott, thank you, man.
All right, thank you now.
Let's go to Ingrid in Longmont. Ingrid, good morning. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go to Charles in Highlands Ranch. Charles, you're on.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know that I just recently retired from the military, and my job in the military was as an equal opportunity advisor. And I had to hit some hate websites just to keep up on what's going on to stay informed. And the military monitors that, and I've been contacted several times by the military wanting to know, tracing my website tracking, and wanting to know what I was doing hitting those websites. So if they're doing it in the military, I'm sure they're doing it on our personal computers at home.
Lisa?
Well, I do think that that's a very big concern, because just because someone does go to a website doesn't mean that they share the views of that website, or it doesn't really mean anything about what they believe or what their actions are. And in our country, what we hold people accountable for is for their actions, not their thoughts, and certainly not their internet searches as a general matter. I do think that one of the concerns here is that the government is saying that you don't have any reasonable expectation of privacy about records that are held by a third party, or records, for instance, that are held by an internet service provider. But I think the American people know that that's not true. The American people do have a reasonable expectation of privacy, that the government isn't going to be monitoring the transactions of their daily life and keeping track of them.
Good Lord, who keeps their records? I mean, you know, we don't. What am I supposed to, like, lug a gigantic box full of my medical records every time I go see my doctor?
Exactly. Those records in this computer age are now all held by, you know, your insurance company or your doctor. And under this power to get any tangible thing, I think there's a serious risk that there could be a lot of snooping and phishing expeditions going on. And the FBI has refused to agree to a common sense fix for the Patriot Act, which would say that they could only get records for which there are facts connecting those records to a foreign terrorist. That's what we want our law enforcement to be doing. We want them to be focusing on foreign terrorists, not having these broad powers to just go after anyone that they may not like, or that they may have a different view with.
Mm. All right, Charles, any kind of follow-up?
No, I don't think so, but thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks,
sure, you
Charles.
Bet. Let's go to Hal in Denver. Hal, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin and Lisa Graves. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to point out, I know you're the bastion of truth, but the Democrats, they controlled the Senate when the Patriot Act passed originally, and for you to sit there and blame the Republicans and your ACLU person there, Democrats, they're not, they're not civil libertarians either, in my opinion. I think they're both screwed up. You got a comment on that?
Sure. You're absolutely right, Hal. The Democrats were in charge of the Senate when the Patriot Act passed, and the Republicans were in charge of the House when the Patriot Act passed. Members on both sides of the aisle were concerned about some of these powers that were being passed just 45 days after the horrific events of 9/11, and they put in sunsets so that some of these extraordinary powers would expire at the end of this year. But what we've seen right now is that this administration is determined to remove those sunsets and make these extraordinary powers permanent, these extraordinary secret search powers a permanent part of our law, and to make and to expand them. And so there are certainly Democrats and Republicans who support that expansion, support permanency, and there are certainly Democrats and Republicans who support trimming these things back. And I hope at the end of the day, through people like you, Hal, and Jay, getting out the word about these powers, that the number of Democrats and Republicans who want to bring the Patriot Act back in line with the Constitution outnumber the number who want to expand it and make it permanent.
Yeah, and the other thing I would say to Hal is, Hal, check Pat Roberts' political party. Last time I checked, he's not a Democrat.
That's true. He's okay. Definitely a Republican.
You know? All right, now people can go to your website, and you've got like a form letter there that they can fill out?
Yes, we do. If they go to ACLU.org and they go to Safe and Free, if they just click Safe and Free, there are a number of pieces of information and forms people can fill out to weigh in on the Patriot Act and to get more informed about what it does and how they can stand up against it.
And you feel, maybe you're not as cynical about this as I am, or as negative, you feel that there's a good chance of stopping this.
I do. I think that we've got growing momentum. There are now nearly 400 communities across the country in 7 states, including Colorado, who have passed resolutions opposing these secretive powers in the Patriot Act and expressing support for trimming them back and bringing them back in line with the Constitution. That's an enormous outpouring of public sentiment about the need to have laws that keep America safe, but laws that preserve our freedom. And I do think there's momentum to bring the Patriot Act back in line with the Constitution, and that's my job is to help make that happen, but I need everyone's support to make that happen. So and I'm not as cynical about it. I'm hopeful.
And right now it's in the Senate Intelligence Committee. It hasn't gone to the full Senate.
That's exactly right. And the House and Senate Judiciary Committees have not yet marked up bills. We're hopeful that the bills that they produce will not have this sort of expansion that we're seeing being considered today in the Senate.
They're not going to do it behind closed doors.
No, that's exactly right. There is no precedent for them to proceed behind closed doors on those markups, and we certainly expect that they will conduct their markup and their vote and their debate in the light of in the light of day.
Where does the FBI itself stand on this? Are they for this?
Yes, the FBI has wanted for decades to have this expansion of power, and they testified on Tuesday in support of expanding the power to do these write-your-own search orders for the FBI to search any tangible thing they think they want in a foreign intelligence investigation, and also to be able to monitor people's mail, not the contents of their mail, but where they're sending mail to and who's sending mail to them.
Who would tip them off to this? Would they do this at random?
Well, that's the thing. They said that they would only do it if it was part of a foreign intelligence investigation, but again, they refused to say that they're only going to look at records where there are facts connecting those records to a foreign terrorist. Why they won't concede that very reasonable, fair focus for these types of searches is beyond me. That's a very fair way to focus our law enforcement resources and to provide a check so that it's not used against ordinary citizens who haven't committed any crime or have nothing to do with terrorism.
Boy, that whole thing about the mail also makes me queasy.
Yeah, I do think that while, you know, certainly some prison wardens might monitor the incoming mail of prisoners, the American people are not prisoners in their own country.
I mean, suppose, you know, I've got a friend in Cuba. Suppose I wrote him a letter. Would I end up in somebody's list?
I don't know, but if this power passes, everyone certainly is at risk for the government to be monitoring to where mail is going to and from. And I think that's just not American. That's not how we perceive ourselves as a free people in an open government.
Boy, you are absolutely right about that. Please, Lisa, give your website one more time.
Sure, it's ACLU.org, and click on Safe and Free.
All right, Lisa Graves, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you again.
Thanks.
All right, go to the ACLU's website and fill out that form. I know I certainly am going to do it today. Man, I do not want them reading my mail, and I do not want them looking at my records without a subpoena. All right, we'll move into open phones.
Do your neighbors mock you when you're washing your car?
Hey, do mine next!
Or
you're going to rub the paint off that thing!
If you love detailing your car as much as owning it, then Detailers Paradise has you covered. Located 1 mile south of I-25 on Broadway, Detailers Paradise carries a full range of waxes, leather, and convertible top care, polishing tools, aluminum racing jacks, and Beta hand tools. Everything you need to make your car, truck, or motorcycle look its absolute best. The expert staff will help you find exactly what you need. So if your idea of therapy is good tunes and a sweet-smelling can of wax, then check out Detailers Paradise at 1745 South Broadway, just 1 mile south of I-25, or on the web at detailersparadise.com. Detailers Paradise, more show for your go.
Or ask your builder for James Hardie Siding. That's H-A-R-D-I-E.
Can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to, so we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush remains hopeful that the Senate will do for his nominee for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, like what they did for judicial nominee Priscilla Owen yesterday, approving her ascension to the federal bench. Like Owen, Bush's pick for the U.N. job, John R. Bolton, has been facing a sea of opposition. Many say it's justified, citing a host of complaints from character flaws to the alleged tampering of intelligence assessments. One of the strongest voices against his nomination is Ohio Republican Senator George Voinovich, who urged senators not to vote for Bolton out of loyalty to Bush. The president maintains that Bolton is the right person to bring about reforms at the United Nations. A vote on the nominee could come today. Texas Republican Congressman Joe Barton, the chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, is arousing some concern in his home district. This over plans to block legislation to secure chemical plants against terrorist attacks. Barton has been dubbed by his hometown paper as Smokey Joe because of undying support for the energy industry and his soft stand on air pollution. His critics say his latest stance may be going just too far because the nation's chemical plants have been the most vulnerable to attack. It looks like the top tier of the European Union has been able to get the attention of Iran with respect to nuclear activities. Foreign ministers of Great Britain, France, and Germany have convinced Iran to halt its program geared towards the development of energy. Bush administration has called on the Union to do a little arm twisting with Iran to stop its program to avert what appeared to be an impending diplomatic crisis. White House believes that Iran's program was not geared towards energy but military force. Europeans offered the Iranians a meticulous proposal for a consensus on the shape of Iran's nuclear program, at least by this August. Chinese leaders are asking their citizens to get involved in a fight against the drug trade. In a nationally televised news conference, officials admitted they have failed to stop drug abuse despite repeated attempts. They said that globalization and freer trade are boosting drug smuggling and making it more difficult to fight. Officials say while heroin use is down, there has been an increase in the usage of other drugs such as ecstasy and marijuana. They're asking the public to let them know about traffickers and to help addicts reform. Communist leaders have been increasingly open in recent years about spreading use of heroin and other drugs. And the House Appropriations Committee cut nearly $6 million from the Food and Drug Administration's budget for next year after the Bush administration directed Acting Administrator Lester Crawford not to testify before the panel. This is a matter of accountability to Congress. Representative Rosa DeLauro, Democrat of Connecticut, said during the House Appropriations Committee hearing yesterday. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oakbrook's have cleared a motorcycle accident eastbound on the turnpike just past Sheridan, so that's not out of your way. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are thinning out. Arapahoe and South Boulder Road are moving along just fine. Then southbound I-25 seeing some trouble, have a semi that lost its back tire, so that stalled in the right lane approaching Alameda, causing jams from Colfax. Southbound 225, have a crash off to the shoulder near Colfax, and I-70 slows westbound from 225 over to Havana. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy skies today, highs near 65, right now 59 degrees. Get an early start on those pesky lawn weeds this spring with Fertilome Weed Free Zone, guaranteed to kill the most stubborn weeds fast, even during our cold spring weather. Get Fertilome Weed Free Zone now at Castle Rock Gift and Garden and Jared's Nursery. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's open mic season, so we're letting Jay Marvin out of the studio. And we want you to be a part of his show. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin, Friday, May 27th, live from the Republic of Boulder Restaurant.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn, one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. It's easy to forget just how intense the sun can be here in the Mile High City, and just how badly a sunburn feels. The itching, peeling, and stinging followed by that icky, gooey aloe. Take care to protect yourself this summer as you enjoy Colorado's backyard. Pick up Jason Natural Sunblock SPF 40. It comes with a handy clip to attach to your purse or belt so it's always with you. Don't get burnt. Get Jason Natural SPF 40 right now at MileHighMarket.com.
This is Jay Marvin. Have you ever gone through the mortgage process during times of low rates only to have it jammed at you at the closing time with high costs and rates higher than promised? You know, a lot of mortgage companies make all kinds of claims to try to get you to call. They make all kinds of promises. Free trips, limited funds at rates too good to be true, no closing cost loans at below market rates. Come on, you're smarter than that. And so are the professionals at EquityRelief.com. They're here to help you and your family secure the best rates and terms possible. Rates are back down to their lowest level in months. Take advantage of this window of opportunity and take action now. Refinancing your home has never been easier, be it debt consolidation, home improvements, refinancing, or to buy that next dream house. EquityRelief.com is here for you, not the bank. Play it safe and go with Denver's best-known mortgage company, EquityRelief.com. Call them at 303-839-LOAN.
Debt relief, it's stress relief, that's why there's EquityRelief.com.
701,000.
That's the Jewelry Exchange in Greenwood Village, 770-1000, or go online at jewelryexchange.com.
There are three things I have learned to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the great
Jay Marvin.
This administration doesn't care about the middle class.
We got bored!
If they cared about the middle class, they would tap the strategic reserve in order to get us over the peak driving period of the summer months. But Bush has said he won't do that.
What is this? What's going on here? What are you people doing here?
Who says politics is boring?
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 906, 6 minutes after 9, cloudy, high of 67 today, and it's, cloudy in Boulder. We're into open phones here at 303-713-7600. A couple of things which I didn't get to in the main part of the program this morning. Front page of the New York Times: documents say detainees cited abuse of Koran. FBI agents received repeated complaints. Newly released documents show that the detainees of Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, complained repeatedly to the FBI agents about the disrespectful handling of the Koran by guards, and in one case in 2002 said they had flushed a Koran down the toilet. Oh, so is the White House going to apologize to Newsweek now? The prisoners' accounts are described by agents in the detailed summaries of interrogations at Guantanamo in 2002 and 2003. The documents were among more than 300 pages turned over by the Federal Bureau of Investigation to the American Civil Liberties Union in recent days and publicly disclosed on Wednesday. And unlike the FBI documents previously disclosed in the lawsuit brought by the Civil Liberties Union, in which agents reported that they had witnessed harsh and possibly illegal interrogation techniques, the new documents do not say that the FBI agents witnessed the episodes themselves. Rather, they are accounts of unsubstantiated allegations made by prisoners during interrogations. And today the Pentagon dismissed the reports. Yeah, okay. Containing no new evidence that the abuses of the Koran had actually occurred, and said that on May 14th, military investigators had interviewed the prisoner who mentioned the toilet episode to the FBI, and that he was not able to substantiate the charge. Meanwhile, Amnesty International is taking a broad shot at us. Saying that the Bush administration condones atrocious human rights violations, thereby diminishing its moral authority and setting a global example encouraging abuse by other nations. And they point to Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. Now tomorrow we'll be doing this show live from the Republic of Boulder, 11th and Canyon. Hope you'll come out. We'll give away that Kimco scooter, and we'll have ourselves a good time. It's between 6 and 10. Don't go into work tomorrow. Call your boss. Tell your boss you're going to be busy. And come by. And we'll hang out at 11th and Canyon. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll go to, let's see here. Let's go to Africa Davis in Westminster. Africa Davis, you're on AM 760, Boulder's yes. Progressive Talk.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering about all this stuff that is going on about people, if the law passes and everything about going in the mail in our medical records and stuff, if we don't be careful, we're going to end up like Saddam Hussein and their country, because they had all these strict rules. They could and couldn't do this. Pretty soon, America's going to be like a third world country, because nobody takes us seriously anymore. We're not the stronghold that we had.
We're definitely slipping into fascism. There's no question about that. I use that term lightly because if, you know, you wave around terms like fascist, then people get angry. But it is beyond me how anybody, Republican, Democratic, anybody, can condone the idea of Section 215 of the Patriot Act and expanding it so that the FBI doesn't have to go before a judge to get a subpoena. That's a direct violation of your Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah, but what's also bad is, okay, there's a lot of cops out there that who are good, and they hold up the law and they do what they need to do. But on the other hand, there are some people out there who are going to use this as like a revenge tactic. Oh, now we're going to get you, you know, we can do this now, we can, you know, and that's not what the laws are for. And so that's what I think is going to start happening, and there's going to be more and more violence more toward it if it ends up doing that, because people are going to just be under suspicion.
Well, you're certainly going to get into a witch hunt atmosphere. It certainly, definitely could happen. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, and hope you'll call again.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's go to Alan in Westminster. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thanks.
You are a pillar of freedom of speech, for sure.
Thank
definitely.
You. Appreciate it.
I have, my big issue is our use of depleted uranium as a armor-piercing element in our military.
Right.
We've dumped so many tons of radioactive materials in Afghanistan, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Iraq. It just diminishes anything that we've ever done as far as dropping a bomb on Japan or something. And then we have this Jose Padilla that they're holding. He's a United States citizen.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Yeah. And he just had the gall to suggest that maybe we get a taste of our own medicine and somebody give us a dirty bomb. And here we are just wholesale dumping all this uranium and stuff. And then the issue of the Guantanamo Bay with our Geneva Rights Convention and how this is putting our own troops at risk, that somebody's going to say, well, they do it to us. Why don't we just go ahead and do it to them? You know, and it just blithely dumped aside. And then to get back to you and supporting our freedom of speech, my God, wonderful, wonderful. Because with the consolidation of the media into the hands of the ultra-rich, you know, GE and Westinghouse own NBC and ABC, and they're very careful to make sure that...
No, ABC's owned by Walt Disney.
Okay, well, I know that GE and Westinghouse each own one of the major networks, and they're our nuclear bomb producers.
GE, I believe, owns NBC.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know that it's one of them. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen the project censored by, it's out of Sonoma State with Peter Phillips.
Right.
It's very, very interesting stuff. You know, they have the consolidation of the wealth into the 1% that is just sucking away the world's, you know, resources into the hands of, and this is the reason why they are so diligent in making sure that only their side of the story gets out so that they can continue this thing. You know, so, but just to, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to get on the air and say my two cents, but we're definitely in McCarthyism. You know,
we're getting there, that's for sure. And this administration acts like a bully. And, you know, this is a revelation now about this FBI report that's on the front page of the New York Times. Maybe Scott McClellan and the White House ought to think twice before picking on Newsweek.
Oh, yeah, well, that's just all about controlling what we hear and making sure that it's framed in a way that justifies the direction that they're taking us. And the direction they're taking us is like to the way that El Salvador and Guatemala and all these Central American countries were ran under during the Reagan years and the Carter years and under Clinton and everybody. You know, our neighbors, you know, I could choose to either drive up to Boston and see my dad or I could drive down there into these, you know, Central American countries where we held up these dictators that did all these horrible things to their people, and the rest of the world knows about it, but they don't let us see it. You know,
yeah.
Very careful.
It's not discussed very much. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate the call.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me come on the air.
Sure, you got it.
You are the pillar. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. 303-713-7600. Yeah, our human rights record in Latin America is terrible, and on top of that, this preoccupation that this administration has with Venezuela, if they have the same preoccupation with Mexico, maybe we could achieve something in the form of immigration reform. Did I say form twice? Yeah, I think I did. Did I tell you that the high today was 67? I believe I did. It's getting late in the show. I'm sucking oxygen. Carolyn and Pueblo, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. I'm on.
I'm with it.
Hi. Thank you very much for alerting us to what's going on with these judiciary committees and the Patriot Act this morning. And your guests were great.
Thanks.
And I want to confirm what Lisa Graves said about, you know, don't be discouraged. I think we do have the ability to make a difference. I think we always do. And an earlier caller talked about how Allard doesn't respond, and if he does, it's just a form letter. I've written to him also, but I think that we could contact Allard if we use something that might get his attention, because Lisa mentioned that under Section 215, among other records, that the gun purchase records could be examined by the FBI. Therefore, I think maybe the the people that he feels are his main constituents would be quite concerned about that aspect of it.
Yeah, I think they would be, and I think they ought to know more about it. I think we ought to make that more vocal. I think you've got a good point.
Yeah, because we know that we're concerned about our civil liberties and the seizing the library records and these other searches. But I think maybe that one would ring a little more true and get their attention.
Well, I think they ought to be aware of it, and if they're not, they should. We should definitely talk more about it. Carolyn, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, good point. Yeah, I wonder if those in the NRA know that this is in the Patriot Act. Maybe somebody should write the NRA and let them know. 9:16, 16 minutes after 9, open phones, Grimes on here at 303-713-7600. Don't forget tomorrow, open phones, open mic, live at the Republic of Boulder, 11th and Canyon. Hope to see you there.
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision, a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century. Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry, featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium, starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is clinically proven to lower triglycerides and blood pressure. And now, new research reveals powerful benefits for stiff joints, wrinkled skin, and even poor concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We're Natural Start, and we want to rush you a free bottle of our premier omega-3 formula. Simply call 1-800-771-7544 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal Natural Start customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our advanced omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended and mercury-free. So call 1-800-771-7544 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-771-7544.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Mark your calendars for Midnight Madness at CompUSA, Friday from 6 p.m. to midnight.
While supplies last, see store for details, not available in Connecticut.
Live, local, and left, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. morning, 9:20. 20 minutes after 9, cloudy, high of 67. Cloudy here in Boulder this morning. We'll do the show live tomorrow morning at the Republic of Boulder, 11th and Canyon. Somebody wins that Kimco scooter, and we got breakfast specials. Come on by, hang out. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, I can't do that because I got to be at work. Oh, tell your boss you're going to take the morning off. Or you'll be in afternoon. Wouldn't that be better? All right. Let's get back on the phones. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones and open mic as well. Let's go to Alan and Pine. Alan, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Alan.
I just wanted to let you know, you hear it all the time, but it really is good to have a voice like yours on the radio. I'm getting a ton of information from your station. I love it.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate that a lot.
Well, you know, I wanted to bring up on a couple of things. I'm really a simpleton when it comes to the governmental process, but I don't understand why we can't come up with a petition that we could circulate to the entire population saying, hey, we need to get our troops out of Iraq. I'm ex-military. I'm an infantryman, and I tell you what, without an objective there, I have no reason to support our being over there. And just a petition saying, hey, let the population vote on whether we should stay in Iraq or not. It sounds really simplistic, but by God, we need to do something.
But can we just, you know, I was just reading an article about this last night. In the current Progressive magazine, there's a series of articles. One by a guy who's making the case that we shouldn't get out. Another is making a case we should just pull out. I don't know if we can just get up and leave because the country would then degenerate into civil war and chaos, and it would further destabilize the region. I think the key is you just got to train the military police and the Iraqi police and the Iraqi military police. Well, let me start this again. You got to train the police and the Iraqi military to be able to defend themselves and then leave.
Well, I agree with that, Jay, but I have to disagree with our staying there until the region stabilized, because I read a little bit of history, and you look at Palestine with the British or Indochina with the French or my grandfather who was in India fighting in Afghanistan, and all those folks thought they could stay and stabilize the place, and I guarantee you they all lost.
Well, I'm not saying we stay there until it's stabilized. I say we stay there. I say that if we leave, it will further destabilize the place, and we owe something to these Iraqi citizens who are virtually in a country that is run by insurgents, by criminals, where there's no functioning court system. I mean, we can't just leave them in that situation. We can't just say, well, you know what, we're here, we toppled the statue, goodbye, we're gone. I don't think that works to not only their best interest, but I don't think it works to the world's best interest. But I think that we have to also make it clear to them and make it clear to the world, and particularly people in the Middle East, that we have no plans to stay there on a prolonged basis, that we are not going to build military bases, that what we're going to do is we're going to stabilize the country, and then we're going to get the hell out.
Well, I agree with you 100%. We need to do that, stabilize it, and get the hell out. I really feel like, though, if we leave troops there in uniform while we're doing that, they can only interpret that one way. We've got bases already set up over there, and every time they see an American uniform, it pisses them off, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, they basically want us out. The thing that makes this so puzzling is there's no unified movement or goal among all of these insurgents. It's kind of like you can't tell which ones are the insurgents and which one are the criminals.
Well, in my mind, as an infantryman who would get blown up over there, I was in the first Desert Storm. I think they're all criminals.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, before the fall of Baghdad, I think like the night before U.S. troops went in, Saddam Hussein virtually opened up all the jails and let out all the rapists, murderers, muggers, thieves. So they're all running around loose in the streets.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think our leaving should preclude helping them stabilize their government, but I think we can do it from about 20 miles offshore. We don't have to be standing around with an M16 to stabilize the place.
Oh, man. See, this is just the worst foreign policy blunder in the last 30 years. I don't...
We're doomed, man. If we do anything there, if we pull out, we're doomed. If we stay, more of my brothers are going to die. And I don't think the whole place is worth one dead Marine. It's a terrible situation we're in, and the guys who got us into it with these lies, they should be stood up against the wall.
Well,
I have no sympathy.
They're not. Most of them got promoted.
Well, that's what ticks me off. This Tennant gets a medal, you know, and George, he keeps spewing these lies about, well, we're going in for Saddam Hussein. Got him. Now we're going in for weapons of mass destruction. There weren't any. it's just, it's mind-boggling, and every troop over there will fight for the guy next to him, and they don't give a rip about George or Rumsfeld or any of them, but it's sad that we as people can't get our boys out and then continue to throw money at the problem like we're doing until it's stabilized.
I hear you, man. Alan, thanks. Appreciate the call.
You bet, man.
All right, take care. Well, you know, frustration. Frustration at this whole ridiculous thing that we're stuck in now. And the only way out, I think, is we have to stabilize the Iraqi military and the police and get the Sunnis involved. But I just don't think we can walk away tomorrow and let the country sink into, you know, total and complete chaos. Hell, it's already in chaos. Ames and Inglewood. Ames, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm all right.
What I think the crux of the story should be, and it doesn't seem to be being picked up, is the fact that when the White House castigated Newsweek, they already had intelligence that indicated that the story was correct. And they're just using this issue, this is smoke and mirrors, to obfuscate, you know, whatever other blunders they've continued to make.
Well, they never said it was wrong, did they?
Well, they said Newsweek was wrong.
Yeah, but they never said that the charge itself, the 10 lines in the Periscope column was wrong.
Uh-huh.
We don't know that it's wrong.
Well, it's a case of semantics, because what they've done is they've gone and they've portrayed Newsweek as being irresponsible and not having adequate information to run the story, and at the same time they had information that confirmed it. You know, and it just seems to me that by and large our news media is letting us down, because there are a lot of stories that they cover and they just drop. They don't follow through on them. You know, the outing of the CIA agent. You know, pardon me. You know, they've never really gone into that. The fact that Scott Ritter, pre-invasion, was absolutely adamant about the fact that there were no WMDs. You don't hear about that.
Yeah. Well, you're very, very right about what you're saying. I mean, we have no idea who outed Valerie Plame, and nothing has been said about it. And Bob Novak is still walking around as a free man. And, you know, how Jeff Gannon got into the White House and got in there when there was no press conferences going on, that's never been answered.
Yeah, the fact that
you know, the Downing memo has never been answered.
Yeah, the fact that they're, you know, I mean, even on a local level, you know, they're refusing to come forward and say who it was that removed the three people from the Shrubs meeting.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's just, you know, the news media doesn't seem to be following that basic tenet of journalism, which is you report a story, you follow through on the story, and you take it to a conclusion.
You know, the lack of accountability by this government, because there's no press to hold them. I mean, the Downing memo never gets any coverage. And you can read it on our website at am760.net, but it's like the White House has still refused to answer. When are we going to get an answer to the Downing memo?
Yeah, I've mentioned that to a number of friends of mine, you know, fairly well-informed, intelligent people, and their response is, what's the Downing memo?
Yeah, because it's not widely covered.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it just seems that the press, you know, is not... Well, it's they're not owning up to their responsibility and completing their job.
And I agree.
Very frustrating, because, you know, I actually find that I find more relevant and topical news and better coverage from foreign press than I do from the United States press. And that's something that I find incredibly disheartening.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Thank you, man. Great call.
Yeah, pleasant day.
All right. 303-713-7600. Open phones underway here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones and open mic at the Republic of Boulder, 11th and Ken. You got that patio seating happening out there. Good morning to come by, have breakfast, and see who wins that Kymco scooter. And we're going to have ourselves a good time. Coming up on 9:30 here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, let's get some progressive traffic now from Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. The trouble spot right now, southbound I-25. Have a delivery truck that lost the rear axle. Now it's still in the right lane approaching Alameda, so that's jamming you back past downtown. Now I-70 moving along fine east and westbound from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. Southbound 225, still a little sluggish on your way into the tech center. And around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93 all doing well. Arapahoe and Pearl look good. And the Turnpike seeing a nice ride in both directions through Broomfield and Westminster. Checking the forecast. Partly cloudy skies today. Highs near 65. Right now it's 62 degrees. If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King's.
Hi, I'm one of the people that brings you MileHighMarket.com, and we spend some of our time trying to find cool things out there on the Internet. One of the things I found recently, Darth Tater. Yeah, it's actually a Mr. Potato Head doll that looks just like Darth Vader. Kind of cool with the Star Wars movie coming out. Thought you might want to go pick one up. You can go to MileHighMarket.com. They're pretty cheap, great presenter, great thing to put on your desk. Go look now. Darth Tater at MileHighMarket.com.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207.
Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Do you love your dog? Do you like to hike in the beautiful Colorado mountains? Of course you do. But sometimes hiking involves carrying tons of supplies and equipment up the side of the hill, including your supplies for your dog. Why not let your dog pick up some of the slack? You gotta check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack. It's a backpack for your dog. It's got expandable pouches and an adjustable harness to fit your pooch nice and comfortably. And right now you can score this doggy pack for just $39.99. Just head to MileHighMarket.com and check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack.
OnRoadTrip.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. U.S. residents 18 and older. Ends May 31st, 2005.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is giving away $1,000 in gas money 4 times a day and the chance to win a Kymco scooter. Listen up, there's not much time left. Join Jay Marvin this Friday, 6 to 10 in the morning at the Republic of Boulder Restaurant to see who will win this.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Ben, how are you?
I'm having a good day so far. Commenting on the ACLU, I mean, one thing, just give money to the ACLU. I think I've given $500 so far this year.
Yeah, I'm a card carrying. Mary and I are card carrying members.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they're somebody that actually fight for our rights. They fight for everybody's rights, you know, whether they're, you know, somebody like us or a Nazi or whoever is an American, they fight for their rights and their protection under the law. And that's why I was calling, is that I think one thing that we've got going on right now is that, you know, everybody agrees that if, you know, just Joe Citizen was being picked up and, you know, thrown down in Guantanamo for three and a half years, it'd be horrible, you know. But these guys that are down there are really, really bad guys. And I think that it's important to remember that was very much the attitude of, I guess, the Protestant, Germans in the mid-1930s, that, it was horrible if, for instance, a white Protestant lawyer was picked up and incarcerated for 6 months in 1935, but it was fine if it happened to the communists or the gypsies. And I think we've got a lot of folks that think that these extreme measures and operating essentially outside of U.S. law and outside of our Constitution is okay because it's not happening to anybody except for the bad guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that it's really important, for people to realize that when you substitute men's, I guess, positions or men's judgment, like Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney, and you let them actually substitute their judgment for our mature system of laws and our very, very strong Constitution, that we've essentially abandoned America at that point.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think the idea of holding people, I mean, there's no due process. You know, there's no due process going on here. There's no due process going on in Guantanamo. There's no due process. There's no due process going on in the prisons in Iraq.
Right, and I think we're tolerating it because we haven't started. I mean, so far the government's targeted two attorneys that have had the temerity to actually represent these terrorists, that guy out in Portland, and then they actually convicted the woman.
Yeah, New York, I believe.
Yeah, that was defending another one of these. And I think that, that was what started to happen in Germany in 1935. It actually happened to my great-great-great-grandfather. He represented a communist named Ernst Thälmann, having to do with the Reichstag fire in 1935.
Mm.
And just because he was representing, the guy, he got thrown in jail and interrogated by the Gestapo for 6 months. And that, when he escaped to America and started to tell his story to Americans, that's when, folks started to realize that maybe this was getting a little bit out of bounds. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. I mean, if we've got another Bush clone in the White House in 2008, I think that we're going to see just more and more of that type of thing happen.
I see 2006 and 2008.
Yeah.
I see them as being fights to the end.
Well,
I see them as being the time to open up a new counteroffensive on these neocons and to go after these right-wingers. And people should be gearing up for it. I just gave the Democratic Party a pretty sizable donation.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've got to win in 2008.
We have to. We have no choice. Our backs are against the wall.
Yeah, we need to, pick up the majority in the Senate, and we've got to win. I think it's in the neighborhood of, 19 seats that
right.
are currently Republican-controlled in the House. And if we can turn those 19 and we can take the majority in both, I mean, we can draw up articles of impeachment if we win in 2006.
That's right, and this president should be impeached.
Yeah, yeah, he's absolutely substituted his own will to power for our Constitution and our laws, and that is just simply un-American.
Yep, I agree. Van, great call.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
938 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Yeah, I did it, yesterday. I went and gave the Democratic Party. I'm on the Democratic Party mailing list. I get this letter from this email from Howard Dean. And it on the right side, it said, make a contribution. I thought, you know what? It's been a while since I've made a contribution to the Democratic Party. Hell yes, I'm going to do it. We have got to get our acts together for 2006, and we have got to get our acts together for 2008. Because we have got to take back control of this country and stop all of this excess that is going on. We have no choice. Ray in Centennial. Ray, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, along the same lines that you're talking there just now about voting, I have voted all of my life in every election that I've been able to vote in since I was 18. I'm 65 now. And I doubt I will ever vote in another election as long as I live.
Why?
Well, because this last election was obviously fixed, and there's nothing that I can do. How is it possible that you can do
that? How is not voting going to do any good?
Well, how is it possible that my vote can count for
because it doesn't necessarily mean, because there was trouble in Ohio and that there was trouble in Pennsylvania, that doesn't necessarily mean that in 2006 that there's going to be trouble, and it's up to the individual states to figure out the whole voting machine situation, but to sit and say, I can't do anything and it's not going to help, that's stupidity. That's utter sheer stupidity, and that's what the right wing counts on, is the fact that you're all like, there's nothing I can do, I can't do anything about it.
No, it's not so much stupidity as it is I just lost my spirit.
Well, then you know something? Go find it, because we need all the help we can get, and there's no excuse to sit there and say, I'm not going to vote. I mean, that is the most, you know, that's taking your democracy and your republic for granted, and it's taking this country for granted, and you ought to feel ashamed of yourself for even feeling that way. Thank you for the call. Let's go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, great point, Jay.
Thanks, George.
Guys, I love it when you use that word impeachment. But my argument is that, you know, like a previous caller said, I have to concede. I think we need to get out of Iraq militarily.
Well, I think we need to, too, but we just can't pick up right now and get out.
Well, my point here is that, for one, it's too easily misconstrued that we're there to further exploit the country economically, corporately, and for oil. And my other point is that I think we sell the Iraqi people short.
I don't think so at all. I think they are up to their necks in violence there. We ought to make it plain to them that we are not interested in their national assets, that we are not interested in having bases there, and that as soon as we can get the things stabilized, that we intend to exit. But right now, we can't do that, and we've wrecked that country. It is up to us to repair it. We just can't walk out on those people. All right, George, thank you for the call. It's 942 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-7137.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
I am an American soldier.
I am the Army National Guard.
Defend freedom. In the Army National Guard, you can.
On the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Put the S in autos. It's RockiesAutos.com. Rockies has the cleanest, latest, largest collection of cleanest, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. You'll find just about every make and model out there. And you'll find people who are not only passionate about the automobiles that they sell, but that are there to make you feel like you're at home. Great folks like my friend Spanky and the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv and Steve Bickford and Fred Labrato and Johnny and Jason Mays. Rockies has got great people working there. Rockies Autos, excuse me, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Ask about their matching down incentive, and also ask them about Carfax. They'll show you Carfax, show you everything you need to know about the car or truck or minivan or SUV that you're looking at.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly Method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly Method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678.
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own, you started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631. 800-816.
Heads. But on the Rabbits Talking Radio, we have something better. Talking Mouths. Dean Baker from the Center for Economic and Policy Research will use his mouth to explain United's...
Correct. Thank you for the show.
You bet.
And I just had sort of an idea. I think we need to all get ideas instead of just complaining. I listened to the Al Franken show this week and heard Al and Randy Rose talking at the conference in Washington, D.C. on the media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we need to do is a